We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Dude, tomorrow's already the 10th.
Far out. Oh, all right, okay.
Just slipped and ran under my door.
Who likes to masturbate?
With arms wide, Roseanne!
We've gotten a report of several reports, actually, that people have been finding pubic hairs in their burritos. You know anything about that?
No. That's awful.
Yeah, it is.
That seems a little peculiar that you handle food.
I don't touch the food.
So how do you don't touch the food?
I don't. It's on the tray. I take it and I give it to people and I say, take it. And don't put pubic hair in it. I say that specifically.
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper game. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato game.
Yes. Boy, that is good news.
My three-year-old didn't get me a birthday present this year. Yeah. And I've known him for a couple of years. So I'm not talking to him. Presents are interesting. I don't really need or want anything. I mean, my life is pretty chaotic. I have five kids, you know, and I have friends that love stuff. I have a friend who has a drawer of watches. I have another friend who has five cars. Whenever I'm with these people, I realize I'm just simple. All I need is a nice bed and a private jet, you know? Now, I have the bed. All I need is the jet. And it could be a used jet. I'm not a snob, you know? I mean, I don't want a prop plane. I'm not trash. Just a regular old private jet to take a regular old guy to a regular old private island away from his kids. Yeah, I'm just salt of the earth. I'm an everyman.
Last two winters where I've lived have been brutal. I bought a snowblower last year. The thing needs new tires right now, okay? That's ridiculous. I had to buy a roof rake. You know what a roof rake is? I'm down south. They have no idea. I have to explain it. I'm like, it's a rake for your roof. But it's not for leaves. The snow gets so high, you gotta go up there and scrape it off. Or it'll slide off. You could die in an avalanche. Could you imagine if that's how I died in an avalanche? Where was he, on a mountain? No, he was on his porch. He's getting the mail. I mean, people, it snows for 6 months back there. You know, and it's like, people are like, well, don't you like a white Christmas? I'll give you that. A white Christmas is nice. I don't need a white Easter. Shouldn't have a white Martin Luther King Day.
Las Vegas, Nevada. You guys want to party with sluts?
That's not loud enough.
That's what we thought. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show, Las Vegas, Nevada, year four. That's Chris Hockey. That's
Look
AJ
at these
Montour,
people.
That's Meat Sauce. I'm Corey Cope. And this is a live broadcast from Buffalo Wild Wings right around the corner from Planet Hollywood, right next to the Miracle Mile. Thanks for coming out, guys and gals. My God.
Look at these people. My God.
How many of you went to bed last night? How many of you drank all night? That's kind of what I thought. Yeah. All right.
Why did Hockey raise his hand?
No, Hockey went to see Reba.
You went and saw
right
the Colonel?
I saw Reba last night.
You saw the Colonel?
Colonel Sanders. The Colonel last night. Yeah, I did.
Would
you? Hell yeah.
As
respect.
The Colonel.
It was awesome. As the Colonel, even better. Absolutely. Yeah, man, it was great. My friend Rob over here had tickets that he didn't want to use, and we were like, sure, man, let's go. Show started at 7:30. Brooks and Dunn were singing Red Dirt Road. Reba came out with the funny lip thing that she does, and it was awesome. We were rocking.
Brooks and Dunn and Reba.
It's awesome. What? Do we like Brooks and Dunn and Reba or not?
Of course we do.
Yeah, come on. No. I'm in Vegas.
I like Reba.
You don't like Brooks and Dunn?
I couldn't name a... Oh, do they sure sing Friends in Low Places?
No, they don't sing Friends in Low Places.
Do they sing When I Think About You, I Touch Myself?
Yes, they sing that.
Oh, well, why didn't you
it's
invite
a cover.
Me?
Yeah, no, well, because I knew you would stand up and perform
myself.
The act. That's exactly right. Look at all these people over here. I just can't believe it.
This place is packed.
It's unbelievable. You guys know why you're here, right? It's the power trip, right? It's not like, yeah, no. Just, yeah.
Is anybody accidentally here? Like, you're just in Vegas? That guy back there.
That guy. Hey.
He just happens to be here. Doesn't know who we are.
Right on. Thanks for coming out, dude. Spend some cheese, brother.
Hey, what's happening over here, everybody?
Uh-oh. Everybody's pointing at that guy for some reason.
I know. Everybody's pointing at that guy. He must be wasted.
Hey, funny. Everybody's here but Mark Rosen.
Yeah.
He thinks this is vacation.
He does. He wouldn't even call into Common yesterday because he's on vacation.
That's so weird.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The rest of us are working.
Hell yeah, we are. This is hard work.
Yeah, this is really tough work.
Look at this. Man. I was wasted by two yesterday. It's hard work.
I had the same pants on from yesterday.
I thought
you have
might.
Staples in your head.
I do. And lovely listener who I will not point out changed my bandage for me.
Where is
thankfully.
She?
Thankfully. She did. Because if it had been my dad, I'd be in the emergency room because he would right over there. We're not going to point her
she's
out.
Proud.
Yeah,
back
she's
there.
Great. She saved my life.
She changed my diaper about 2:30 because I had no control over my bowels anymore.
You wear diapers still?
Sometimes.
I thought
if
you
I need
gave
to.
That up for
They're comfy.
I don't want to give up gambling when I'm on a hot run, man. You
that
wear
mean?
A diaper.
Oh, I get
are we
it.
Still on a hot run?
Man, I am so far up right now, can't see the ground anymore. Woo!
Oh, good for you.
Ah, yeah, it's been a good run so far. Reba, gambling.
Long way to go.
Diaper changing.
Little diaper changing.
Little Pjorn.
Hit on by a stripper. It was awesome. Not a stripper,
a prostitute?
A hooker.
God
really?
Dang it.
Prostitute.
Really?
Yeah, just a minute
what?
Ago, man.
Did you say hi to my dad?
That he was. That's what I said. He was the prostitute. Yeah.
What did exactly what did this fine young lady say to you?
She walked up and asked me if I could give her a quarter.
That's my.
That was what the gal. Yeah, the gal asked. Line?
Are you being serious?
I'm being serious.
That's the same thing the gal said to me, and I was like, "Yeah, hang on." Then I asked that old guy, and he had one, and she was like. What?
And I'm almost positive your guy
were you at Planet Hollywood?
Offered you some more once. It was outside Planet Hollywood.
I'm dead. I told the story. The woman that I was, walked into the bathroom and she's like, do you have a quarter? And I'm like, no, but I'll find you one.
She was in the bathroom with you?
No. I was walking
he
in.
He leaves out a lot of details.
Well, I don't remember. I have staples in my head.
Maybe this is some kind of a thing like that's the
I don't know what a quarter
keyword.
Would mean though like a quarter of an hour because well, I only need like 30-40 seconds. Oh, it's true. No, not lucky at all.
I don't know.
Wait, are you being serious?
I am being dead
yeah,
serious.
Yeah, that's the exact
this
same speech I got.
Here.
Exact same speech.
I must look horny. I don't know. That's all I figured.
It's the curls.
Yeah.
It's the curls.
Yeah, it's the Michelob it's Golden Light hat.
And the Michelob Light hat. That's right.
So you said no, I assume?
I didn't have any quarters. I literally don't have any quarters.
And it was on the street on the way over here?
No, it was in Planet Hollywood.
Oh, it was in Planet Hollywood.
In Planet Hollywood.
Hey, the Todd Brigade just showed up.
Hey! Hey, so I wish I could dress well.
Yeah, I know. You guys all look great. I'm in shorts.
Yeah, that's a bachelor right here,
man. That's a bachelor right there.
No, we can't tell.
Bachelor parties.
Bachelor. You mean Weekend at Bernie's 4?
I think there are multiple bachelor parties here, correct? And they just started a skull chant.
Skull chant has begun.
Creasel's not even here.
Here it goes. I'm telling you. I think, honestly, I wish John was here, but this might be the year that killed him if he was here. I mean, these people are...
They're excited about Kirk
they're
Cousins.
They're pumped up. They are, man.
So the last couple years have been the debut of It's Lit. And what was 2 years ago?
It's who's having a great time?
Who's having a great
having
time?
A great
That's what
dad.
We're gonna miss out on.
To the point where
is that
like
my is that my job? Do I need to come up with that? Because I'm
I don't know.
Replacing Creasel a little bit.
Well, you have to start drinking yesterday.
Well, yeah, good you point. Need to up your game a little bit.
I'm a little behind on that.
The best part was what was it, a year or two ago? Hockey or Corey goes, they're all having a great time, John.
All right, that's all the content
all
we had.
That's
we lasted
we
about seven that's minutes, it. So thanks for coming out. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks. Let's go back to gambling now.
So honestly, hot streak for you, though.
Am I the only one that's gambling at all?
Yeah,
have you gambled?
I lost.
Oh, no, you're the only one that's winning.
Yeah, I got killed again. I can't win.
Yeah, you called the city of Vegas a lot of names on the Twitter machine.
I did, yeah. And to myself.
Yeah.
With my staple head.
What about you? Have you been playing the poker machine yet?
Yeah, and I basically broke even, but it trust me, it felt like a loss, so it doesn't matter.
It's one of those.
I'm so awful at it.
Nah,
wait, you didn't play machine.
No.
Okay, gotcha.
No.
Gotcha. Sorry, the lingo is new to me.
Yeah,
Chris got multiple hand pays.
Yeah, man. I'm paying taxes on these B words.
Yeah, really?
Here, yeah, that's good. I went into the high roller machines over at Planet Hollywood.
Oh, good for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
I put in a dollar, I won the car. I put in a dollar, I won a car. I put in a dollar, I won a car.
Man. You snuck up on me.
Anybody
and Sauce
else get that
scared the crap.
Yeah, Vegas vacation.
I know. You know what the best part about sneaking up on you and Sauce as you were walking through the casino was? Sauce was ripping me for being drunk, and he had no idea that I was behind him.
I just said, I think hockey's hammered.
You go like this, you go, hockey's hammered.
Yeah. In Sauce's defense, that's just how he talks.
Yeah.
That would be the equivalent of somebody concerned going, Chris is hammered.
Yeah.
Looking out for you.
Hockey is hammered.
Yeah.
On the backswing of my walk, I felt something behind me.
You're welcome.
Little did I know it was your payout ticket from the high slots machine.
Right.
I should have just swiped it as we went.
That's right, yeah.
You know you have a gambling problem, though, when you can't even wait for the guy to bring you your hand pay, that you have to keep gambling while the money's on the way. And tell the story, Chris, though. So while you're waiting for your hand pay...
While I'm waiting for the hand pay, the machine right beside me is calling my name.
Oh, boy.
Right? And now I'm way ahead because I'm up pretty good on the old hand machine here, right? So I just drop another 100 in there, and bam, another hand pay on that machine right there.
You
while you're here, sir.
Right beside each other, yes.
Now, does the same guy bring you the second amount of money, too?
Okay. Yeah, it's the best.
What did the drink guy tell you?
Hot weekend.
No, I didn't have to talk to the drink guy today. They were calling me, Chris, come here. Come over here and put your money in me. And I was like, hold on, lady, I'm gambling.
Yeah, well played.
Disgusting.
No, fuck.
Speaking of ladies, Carly Zucker is going to be here in about an hour. She's going to be here at 4:30 Vegas time, 6:30 Twin Cities time. We don't know when Rosie's going to get here. My guess is if he finds out that Carly's coming at 6:30, that he also will be here at 6:29.
Yeah, he told me he was not getting here early. That's what he said. And I said, well, the show's over. Hey! And I said, the show's over at 7. So you have to kind of get here early one way
right,
or another.
Yes.
I mean, if you get here at 9, Sauce and I will be gone. And,
We'll be long gone.
We'll be long gone.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
We're going to do the old, I got to go to the bathroom.
That's exactly right. That's what we're going
to
do.
Which I just gave my out to everybody.
Yeah, that's the pulling a hockey thing for you. Right
I did that yesterday.
If you guys were here for the old welcome party that B-Dubs hosted yesterday at like 4 o'clock, maybe some of you noticed that... You know, on the air, it's kind of a bit that, you know, Rosie can't leave Carly alone and he stalks her. Anybody get the sense yesterday that he doesn't understand that the bit is just for on air?
No, he doesn't get that. He's always on stage.
He walks a foot behind her wherever he goes. Like, get it? Because of the bit, right? Because, because I can't leave her alone. Get it? Rosie, leave her alone.
Yeah. She wanted to go shopping yesterday across the street, and he wasn't invited.
No.
But he would have... come with.
Of course.
He would have accompanied, yeah.
To chaperone.
He thinks it's like an all-the-time bit.
It's funny, right, how I follow her into the bathroom?
You get it? I'm standing outside of her window watching her. It's the bit.
I got my hand on her cheeks. Look, it's a bit. For the bit.
Eventually, Jason's going to knock him out. That would be great.
How much money would you guys pay to see
I don't know. I got about $800 on me.
Or he may invite him in. You never know.
I don't think so.
Rosie?
You never know.
That's just a sign that you and I watch too much porn.
That's how it would happen on my computer. That's what would happen.
It's starting to make rational sense.
What are you doing?
I forgot my cowboy hat. I bought a cowboy hat yesterday.
Of course you did.
Oh, my God. At the show?
We also heard that you encouraged a couple to do a timeshare meeting.
They already signed up.
Well, hang on.
Where are they?
They're right there. It's Tony Payne.
This is the exact story. This is the story. So
this might be a half-truth.
That's Corey telling it, so it's all truth. If I were telling it, about a quarter of it would be truthful.
This nice couple to our right over here, I run into them at Planet Hollywood yesterday, and they say we're never going to get those 4 hours of our life back. And they said they got 4 hours. 4 hours. And they said they got stuck into one of those timeshare offerings. And eventually it was a hard no, right? And they got out of it. But then they said they ran into Chris Hockey at the casino after the four-hour timeshare experience. And Chris said to them, it's okay, I've done a couple of those.
Hockey?
Who the hell falls for timeshare ploys?
You get free stuff.
Oh, my God.
You buy stuff. What do you want free stuff for?
I don't know. I like free stuff, too, and I got nothing to do.
Do you have a quarter?
What free stuff have you gotten in the past?
Tell me you haven't watched timeshare porn. Let me tell you what happens.
Timeshare porn? That's a thing?
Right? It ought to be.
What's that? Yeah, I'm sign sure up for this cabana and we'll do it.
Yeah, the banana cabana.
First of all,
which we're doing later.
Most of what you said was complete fabrication.
That's not even typical. No, 100% true. That's exactly the story he told me yesterday.
Tony Paintball, who, by the way, nickname is Tony Paintball because of his paintball-sized testicles.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys knew that
is
or not.
Oh, little peas.
That's exactly right.
Is that, are you serious, Clark?
That's right. That's exactly right. Tony, let's tell the story as it really happened. First of all, I was sitting at a machine winning.
Yes, you were totally winning.
Winning.
Thank you. Let's get that out of the way first. And then you guys walked up and said you had just signed up to do a timeshare. Now, I had nothing to do with you signing up for the timeshare. Am I right?
No, that is completely correct. We walked in first thing into Planet Hollywood. We saw this kiosk, and they're all like, hey, you want to be our friend? And they brought us over. And then we said, oh, no, we're going to go. Okay, so we're getting free stuff. We think it's cool. Whatever, we go see you later, you're winning. And I said, yeah, we're doing this. Oh, it's cool. I went once with my wife and once with my parents, and it was cool. We get free stuff, and you just tell them no. And then we told them no, and we told the second guy no that tried to, you know, be the secondary hook on it. And then the third guy, basically, after we sat there for about a half hour, like they forgot we were there. And I had to stop another one of the sales guys and be like, dude, get us out of here.
Where were you?
Wyndham.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't listening. How did you get roped into this?
Oh, my God. The whole story was how he got roped into it.
Yes. Literally walked into Planet Hollywood, and they said, come on over here. Do you want free stuff?
Okay.
Okay. So we thought it was like, hey, you're just here at our hotel.
Sauce, everybody's already coupons. Heard this entire story.
Yeah, you know what? We're not repeating it just for you. But I do want to say this. Tell me.
What does hockey have to do with it?
He just came up and said that. Bottom line is this. Tell me, if wasn't there a moment in there somewhere where it had been the perfect setting for a porno to start, like the music?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. You're walking into these hotel rooms. He's knocking, you know, to make sure there isn't other salespeople in there. What if other salespeople had been in there?
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't know what was going on here. And then she's like, what do you think of these things here?
All right.
Yeah, see, that would have been fine.
You want to see my timeshare
porn we're seeing, right? You'd watch that, wouldn't you? Absolutely.
Again, just for context, this keep in mind that Chris just said that he's done some of these timeshare things with his parents in the past.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of timeshare. I like what I like.
Right. Yeah. We'll come back. We'll do front page sports. We are live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Las Vegas, Nevada. Power Trip Vegas 2018 returns after this on The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan. How?
In my direction, so thankful for that. It's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day. Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me wanna savor every moment slowly, slowly. You fit me, telling me love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to
welcome
turn
back
it
to the Power Trip Morning
on.
Show live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Buffalo Wild Wings is packed to the gills with drugs.
With drugs?
And not that.
There's
there are
drugs?
No drugs allowed.
Who's
no,
got
no,
drugs?
No.
Sauce,
by the
you
way,
know a guy?
Oh, yeah. Here? Oh, yeah. I know a guy everywhere.
It's not like Colorado where every corner there's a marijuana dispensary, right?
They're everywhere, but you just can't. I think you can't smoke it in a casino or a restaurant.
Oh, I don't think you can do it in public.
I don't think anybody's following those rules.
Gonna, yeah.
Oh, no, everybody. Right, yes.
Anybody here on edibles? One guy.
He is.
One guy in a sport coat. Yeah.
The guy with the bachelor party over there.
Sport coat guy's got edibles.
Yeah. No Todd Brigade's all on edibles.
Toppergate?
Todd Brigade. Did I say Topper? How good would some
Toppers? I thought you meant like Topper Harley from Hot Shots.
Oh, great. Great film.
Great film.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Classic Sheen.
Yeah, you liked that movie, right, Hugs?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Pat Proff, man.
He made it?
Kicks ass.
Oh, yeah. The second one's brilliant, too.
Washout, isn't that his name?
Yeah.
Walleye Vision?
It's brilliant. I love it.
All right, let's do some sports. You guys look like you're ready for some sports conversation. Yeah! And normally we don't do what really matters until 6:40, but Chris says you have a whole bunch of junk today that you'd like to go through anyway, so why don't I read some sports stuff, and then you can tell these people what actually matters. How does that sound?
Yes, and here's the thing. I'm going to be wandering around interviewing random people, okay? Please don't say the F word or any other kind of four-letter bad words, please. Zach is new to the show. He's running the board back at the shop, and he'd like to keep his job for more than 2 weeks. So please, no F words. Thank you.
Speaking of that,
I don't know if that's a good thing that you brought it up or not.
My daughter, is learning, you know, the alphabet, and she's at the point in her life where she likes to know what every word starts with. You know, what does pancake start with? What does this start with? And it's fun. It's like, hey, the kid's learning. Well, mom's got a potty mouth.
Yeah, we've heard
right? Right. She swore on this show in about 6 seconds, right? My wife likes to say the F word. So the other day, Harper goes, what does flower start with? And I said, it starts with F. And she goes, what does the F word start with? And I go, excuse me? And I said, she goes, what does the F word start with? I go, what F word are you talking about? And she goes, the F word. I'm like, you're four. What happens when I'm at work? So she knows what it is, and she knows it starts with F.
And she knows even how to reference it.
Oh, yeah.
Because she didn't say it. She said the F word, right?
Which means mom says it all the time.
You know who else says it a lot?
Hot-ass Randy has the worst mouth.
Yeah, he does.
I wonder if she gets it from him.
Why would she get it from him?
I don't know. All right, sports. On that depressing note.
Sports.
The F word wails.
Yes, it does. It starts with an F.
No, it doesn't. Not on the radio.
I yelled it in the casino a couple times
yesterday. I'm sure you did. And by the way, the gentleman over there the bachelor, walked up to me, and he said, if I give you $1, and he handed me $1, can I say the F word on the radio, is what he said to me.
Oh, there you go.
I took the $1 and then said no.
Yeah. That's all right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The NCAA tournament back up and running tonight. Feel free to bet on it here in Las Vegas. It should be legal in all 50 states. Maybe it will be soon.
I smell good.
You smell good?
My top half does.
Thanks, Mary Catherine. Yeah. Catherine Gallagher. Smelling your own armpits.
Does that seem random to anybody else?
Tonight, number 7, Nevada versus number 11, Loyola of Chicago. Nevada, a 1-point favorite.
Go Nevada. I will take Nevada. 100%. Give me your hot betting takes. Right. Do the opposite.
Yeah, Costanza betting for sure for Sauce. If he has Nevada, then everybody should be betting Chicago for sure. Number 7, Texas A&M versus number 3, Michigan. Michigan's a 2.5-point favorite.
I like Texas A&M.
I'm betting Michigan. Number 9, Kansas State versus number 5, Kentucky. Kentucky's a 5-point favorite.
Take Kentucky.
Everybody going on Kansas State?
No, take Kentucky.
And number 9, Florida State versus number 4, Gonzaga. The Zags are 5.5-point favorites.
Rosie has a hot take on that. He'll tell you what he gets.
Oh, that'll be great.
Oh, is that right?
But what really matters is this.
Well, first of all, they're showing right now on one of the television screens on FS1 a quote from Teddy Bridgewater, Jets quarterback Teddy Bridgewater, not comfortable talking about his surgically repaired knee. He's not comfortable talking about it.
And he made $10 million.
He's not comfortable.
Teddy is going to have some interesting interactions with that New York media.
No, there's no doubt.
If you're pushing back on that already right now, he will be a third string quarterback.
Yeah, probably. This table over here seems dangerous.
Yeah, don't talk to them.
Those guys
are
dangerous.
There's the swear word guy.
Yeah, apparently that's the guy who cussed.
Really?
Right in front of you.
Right here?
Dips his head.
You look sober. Are you sober?
No.
No?
Okay,
I'm
going
to go this way then.
Yeah, go the other way.
I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to keep on walking. How about you? You sober?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. What's your name?
Jeff.
Where are you from, Jeff?
Well, I'm from Clair City, Minnesota, but I moved down here 1 year and 3 months ago.
Wow.
No kidding.
Extremely specific, Jeff.
Here's my longitude and latitude.
Did you meet a lovable hooker that you needed to move here for or something?
Mm.
Or?
Well, I got a quarter right here. So.
Oh, see? See, is that a thing for real?
What's that?
Is it a thing with the prostitutes that they're looking to ask you about a quarter?
I don't really.
That's why he's carrying a quarter, ladies and gentlemen. That's what he's trying to tell me. Yeah.
I thought the line back in the day was like, do you guys want a party? Isn't that kind of like
I thought it was something about warm tea words.
Yeah,
well, I don't know,
yeah,
right?
We heard that.
Has anybody been asked if they want to party with sluts, like Sauce and I were 1.5 weeks ago?
Or you were? Yeah. Did the guy say it with a smile and enthusiasm, right? You guys want to party with sluts? And we're like,
at 10:45 in the morning?
It was 10:45 in the morning.
The answer is always yes.
Where was this guy at?
He was down by the peppermint.
Oh, wandering your neighborhood.
But what really matters is the following.
It's a great point. Here's an odd thing for you. Jimi Hendrix and Joe Pesci were in the same band in the 1960s. Not at the same time, mind you. Early in their careers, they both played guitar for a band called Joey D and the Starlighters. Joe Pesci, guitar player.
What's your favorite song by that band?
I like Hold My Crank While We Kiss. There's a top 10 song.
No.
No, that's it.
Not your Google history, your favorite song by that band. Same thing.
Same thing. Oh, yeah, okay. That is the song. Yeah, I mean, literally, it was top 10 hit in the Philippines in 2012.
The Philippines.
It was.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Just hold it.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Dwight Howard had 32 points and 30 rebounds in a 111-105 win over the Brooklyn Nets. He plays for Charlotte, Chris. He's the first player since Kevin Love in 2010 with a 30-30 game.
Jeez.
And the last one before that was Moses Malone in 1982.
Moses played basketball?
Horribly. Let his people go.
Did he?
I would assume.
Interesting. When do the T-Wolves play again?
They play tomorrow night against the New York Knickerbockers.
What time will that be?
6 o'clock Central, 4
Apparently,
o'clock Vegas.
We're betting on it?
They won a game or something like that? Against a team they shouldn't have beaten or something?
No,
they beat the Clippers.
Yeah, it was a tough game, but they whooped them. That was
a little easier.
They'll win tomorrow.
Yeah.
Crap.
No, you're fine.
Crap.
It's going to be close.
Don't they have to win out for you to lose your bet? Yeah, but they got to win 8 out of 11 for him to break even.
Chris will be fine.
Yeah,
what's he care?
Plus, what does he care now?
Yeah, he's flush with casino cash.
I'm rolling.
It'll be gone by tomorrow.
Limp Bizkit, great point.
Yeah.
What really matters is this.
Oh, I should have my What Really Matters stack with me, shouldn't I? Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible to be denied in England, you know, when you become a knight. If you've committed a crime and are sentenced to at least 3 years in prison, the king or the queen can deny you. 5 people have been denied in the past century. Did you know that?
No.
What's your name?
Tanya.
Where are you from, Tanya?
Annandale.
Are you out here with the power trip, or did you just happen to be here?
Power trip.
You having fun so far?
Yes.
How many thousands have you won?
Millions.
Millions? Wow. All right. Good. Good. Fantastic. Good. Good. Yeah. What's your name?
Kathy.
You're wearing a God Bless Vodka shirt.
I am.
Absolutely.
Have you worshipped vodka so far since you've been here?
I sure have.
Where are you from?
Duluth.
Duluth. No kidding. I've known some people from Duluth.
Team Schuster.
Schuster.
Mostly
Team
from Duluth. Schuster.
That's exactly right. What did you do yesterday? Anything fun?
I don't remember.
Good point.
Wow. Yep, she was worshiping vodka.
Yep, she was worshiping vodka.
Yeah, that's part of it.
How badly do you miss John Creasel right now?
None.
None.
Are you related to Chad Abbott?
Wow, drops the nun on
None.
It.
Wow.
None. No. That was blunt. The Wild host Nashville on Saturday. On the Fan. They've been off since Monday. One of these weird weeks off for the Minnesota Wild. But
they have a lot of those.
Kevin McDermott and his Nashville Predators Saturday against the Wild. What really matters is this.
I'd like you to read that right there. That's what really matters.
Fortunately, 48 U.S. vice presidents have gone on to be president.
That's right. Only 14 of the 48 U.S. vice presidents have gone on to be president.
Wait. Can Meat Sauce name one vice president that went on to be president? Can he name one? Yes or no?
We're betting now.
Hang on. Don't say anything yet, Sauce. Make some noise if you think he can name one. All right, now clap or applaud if you don't think he can name one vice president that went on to be president. That's pretty
close.
Split
crowd, yeah.
Sauce, name one.
Here's the thing here, before we get into
this
game. I'm always pointed out that I don't know it. Most of us can't name it either, okay? We're not all, this isn't like a meeting of Mensa. Everyone, he won't know it. I have no clue. What's the guy's name that took over for JFK?
Well, yeah, that counts, because he's vice president.
We're not going to tell you.
But what's his name?
Robert? No.
Hey.
Robert?
No, I know what it is. Don't tell me.
Why don't you rub your staples and see if that helps stimulate something?
I'm going to rub my staples on your Quonset.
I'm going to rub my staples.
If we're going to make fun of me all day, I'm leaving.
That's what we do. It's in
Have
our
you
contract.
Have not heard the show
it's
before?
It's Lyndon B. Johnson.
There you go.
He did it.
Yes, that's it.
That's all I can name.
He did it.
Now, after the show, when we have our Mensa meeting, we'll all meet and talk about it.
What's Mensa?
It's a smart people thing. No wonder you don't know.
Apparently Mensa. I'm not invited. It's a smart people
Isn't
thing.
Isn't it? What's Mensa stand for, Hawk?
Men eat.
Oh, boy.
Nearly 70.
Then I'm not. So your dad's a Mensa member.
I'm also then technically not eligible.
Because you haven't hit 70 yet? It'll change. Well, we won't be invited back.
You'll like this story, Sauce, a lot. Bills wide receiver Zay Jones was arrested Monday night after he got into a naked, bloody fight with his brother, Vikings wide receiver Caleb Jones.
Really?
The video's on TMZ. Yeah, they're pushing each other, and he's naked, and there's blood everywhere because Zay Jones, which, by the way, is short for Isaiah Jones, Zay was breaking glass doors and windows, and he's been charged with felony vandalism.
Why is he new?
Okay. I don't know.
That's odd.
Sauce, you have a brother?
I do.
Hawk, you have a brother? You ever wrestled or fought naked with your brother?
No.
Not on purpose.
Yeah.
What?
Were you taking the initiation for Mensa?
Yes, I was. That's
no,
weird,
I've never fought. No, I don't think I've ever gotten in a fight.
Yeah, why was he nude?
I don't know. And breaking windows. That's so odd.
Yeah,
you don't
want
to. You don't want to, you know, cut your crank.
It's true. You do
He's
not
right.
want to cut your
it's
crank.
It's just good
He's
advice.
Right.
That is very
There's
good
no
advice.
Debating. Right. Yeah.
But what really matters is this.
Sauce, you'll love this, man.
Okay.
You're familiar with the Hallmark channel?
Yeah.
Duh.
Sometimes when there's something else on, you got to watch that, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right? It's great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. 34 brand new Christmas movies this year on the Hallmark channel.
Awesome. That's the
right.
best news I've heard all day.
That's right.
You watch it. You love Christmas movies.
I do.
Yeah, you wish it was Christmas all the time.
I do. What's your name, sir?
Paul?
Not you, idiot.
Oh,
it's Mike.
How you doing, Mike? Where are you from?
I'm from the slums of Eden Prairie.
Ooh. Did you know Meat Sauce growing up?
I didn't, but I met him actually here last year.
Did he hit on you?
Duh.
No, actually I hit on him.
Yeah, that'll happen. Have you had any fun yet?
Having a blast, man.
Thanks for coming out with the power trip. Have you been gambling at all or just drinking?
Oh, yeah. This guy, hot craps roller.
You're a hot crapper? No kidding. Me too. Sometimes it steams.
Yeah.
No, seriously, you want to, what's your name?
Kirk.
You don't have to say your last name in case somebody out there is going to, you know.
Cousins.
You know, want to spend your money for you. But without saying, you know, too much, I guess. How much up? Just throw out a round number.
At least $2,000.
That's my man. He's up at least $2,000. I know where you can get a hooker for a quarter.
Now, by the way, though, for Kirk Cousins over there. If I doubt his girlfriend or wife or whatever is listening, but don't forget people that are out here without their significant others, the 10% rule.
Right.
If you are actually up $2,000, you tell your wife $200.
That's right.
If you're down $2,000, you tell your wife $200. Because
right.
if you win $2,000 and then you tell her $200, you just give her all of the money. You say, you know what, sweetie, I won $200. You can have it all. You take it. Go buy something. Get out of here. You never tell them the actual number, so I hope you didn't just announce on the radio what the actual number is.
Yeah.
You don't know any. I just sat down beside a fine female Power Trip listener. She's taking the biggest drink of beer I think I've ever seen in my life. And I think it's to avoid talking in the microphone. How long can you go without breathing is, I guess, the question.
Jeez.
I sat down beside her and she said, I don't know anything. That was the first thing she said.
Leave me alone.
Do you know your name?
Whitney.
Hi, Whitney. How you doing?
Great.
Are you wasted right now?
Maybe.
Yep. You know what? She's got that look of, I'm going to cuss if I stick around here too long.
Yep, sure.
Yeah. Whitney, welcome. Are you having fun?
Great time.
A great time. She's having John Creasel's great time.
How many single ladies do we have here? None. Great.
Your husband's
perfect.
Right behind you.
Yeah, that one dude.
A lot of eligible chicks here in Las Vegas with the Power Trip Morning Show. Not one single gal here. I didn't hear anybody say yes. Or are they just some gals over there?
Back
single?
There.
Single ones are quiet. They're like, I don't want to date anybody in this crowd. I want to hook up with these people. Can't blame you.
Yeah, I don't blame
Hey,
you.
How you doing? Good, good. Where are you going? You going over here?
Calm down, Matt Lauer.
Yeah. You're with these people right here, aren't you? You were avoiding the single question. Are you single?
Maybe.
That's a yes.
That was a yes.
Yep.
This is your entire group of people right here? No? Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Oh,
I know that guy back there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, you party with Bruce? Oh, no.
Duh.
Bruce Valanche is here?
Are you the one that bails him out of jail?
Sometimes.
Yeah, right. So you're saying in a room at least 90% male and at least 90% drunk, you're going to admit that you're a single female?
Not anymore.
Yeah,
that's
like
right.
That's a chum in the water.
Good thinking. She's running for it. Hey, dumbass.
Who wants to date her?
Whoa, wait. Rosie just kicked down the door.
The Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, Rosie. Yeah.
All right, the Power Trip Morning Show will return after this live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Las Vegas. Miracle Mile right next to the Planet Hollywood. Chris Sacchi, AJ Montour meets us, and I'm Corey Cove. We're back after this on The Fan.
To The Fan.
Programming on The Fan today brought to you in part by Lexus of Maplewood and Lexus of Wayzata.
Hey, welcome back once again. The Power Trip is live in Las Vegas. Hey, what year is this, man?
2018. And it's the fourth. What? And it's the fourth year we've
Fourth year.
Really? Year four.
Anybody been out here all four times besides the actual members of the Power Trip? Yeah, that's right.
Here we go.
Rob has. That's right. Nobody else.
That's the shocker, sir.
You have. That's right. Yeah, I know you have. That's true.
Yep.
That's the shocker, right? Now I got it. We'll try that later.
Strange.
You're going to try that later?
Sure, yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
You got a quarter?
Sure.
A little bit bigger group than in year number one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
slightly. Although, like, the Power Trip contingency is, like, the worst ever because, what?
Best ever, just the smallest.
Best, but smallest. Correct. Yeah. We know what we're doing with it.
No doubt. It can't be the best.
Creasel has work stuff. Parrish is doing stuff with the Islanders. Lieber almost forgot his anniversary. Why can't Bonus be here? Forgot why Bonus couldn't be here.
He didn't hear?
Did he die?
Yeah.
He's passed away, and he has a child who has a musical this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
That's exactly right.
They'll have another one.
No, apparently they won't.
They're going to have another kid?
Man.
Yes.
But Carly makes her first Vegas appearance, essentially, right?
I don't know.
She's been.
I mean, that's what she says.
I think she was
She's
with
been
us
before,
one year, but... Remember, she partied one year, but I don't know if she actually was on the air.
Was she? She partied one year.
I don't remember if she actually came on the air that year or not. She might have.
I think
so
she
may,
did.
Maybe year
I think
two
she
for
did.
Carly.
Because I always sit back in the office, typically, and monitor all the fun you guys are having. I'm pretty sure she did.
Rosie's here all the time because he likes when random drunk chicks grind on him here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
That happened last year.
So line up, ladies.
He told me this. We had breakfast with him yesterday, and he said this is like 30 or 40 times to Vegas for him.
Can I ask you a question?
All in all, yeah.
Did he buy?
He bought his, yeah.
Yeah, he bought his.
He bought his.
Yeah. We didn't ask him to buy ours. But yeah,
what?
Oh, he should.
No.
I'm shocked. What does his wallet look like? I've never seen it.
I do like, speaking of grinding on Rosen, I do like that
what?
Buffalo
like
Wild...
on Rosen?
Yeah, speaking of grinding on Rosen, I like that Buffalo Wild Wings kind of has a dance floor set up for young ladies and Mark Rosen to get down here
Absolutely.
In about 30 minutes
get
or so.
Down, get down.
That's right. You know, it's a good point, by the way, talking about you having breakfast with Mark Rosen yesterday. AJ Monster, your first trip ever to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So far, your impressions? Obviously, we haven't even been here 24 hours yet.
So far, so good. We've had some really good food. seen some interesting things. Just on my walk over here today, actually, I saw a guy fall out of his chair at the casino and explain to the nobody around him that he was going to the airport later.
Was that right?
And that's why he fell out of his chair.
Interesting.
Creasel did make it.
I saw a guy who, on the walk over, decided that he was going to do the electric slide on the sidewalk to the music that wasn't the electric slide.
Understood, yep, sure.
It was good. And I've been approached by the people that you guys have mentioned a couple times.
Yeah, those guys are fun.
They're aggressive. Yeah, they get right up in your face. But it's been really good. We had really good food yesterday. That's going to be my focal point. And I'll take everybody on the journey with me. All the food that I eat. Because I'm starting a diet. And the first step to a diet is to get incredibly large and feel bad about yourself
that
so you need to lose weight.
Right.
I'm working on that this week.
Good.
Yeah. Nothing forces good weight loss like crippling depression.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hello. Where it's just rock bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Or
so eat up.
Mirror.
Rock bottom's not as bad as you think it is. I've hit it 4 or 5 times in my life.
Yeah, that's why you have staples in your head.
That's right.
I do.
Took a bad fall on the bottom of the rock.
No, had a cyst in my head.
Oh,
little sissy.
How many people at work were like, "You fell curling?" I'm like, "Yeah, I did." I told one lady yesterday it was a dog bite.
Did you really?
I said, "Muppet bit me."
Aww.
She's like, "Wow, what are you going to do about it?"
And I said, "Nothing. It's not a dog bite. I have staples in my head." Then we made out.
Oh.
No. She's like, "Get away, you yellow teeth."
You have the best teeth. No one here has better teeth than you.
I know. I wasn't going to brag. You know me. It's never about me.
How much would some of these people have to pay to touch your staples?
I would no money.
$1,000.
No.
$10,000.
You know where most of these hands have been?
$10,000. You wouldn't let somebody touch your staples?
No. Because you need to take the bandage off. And a lady yesterday did a great job putting the bandage back on and getting all the gauze off. It was great. She put a lot of work into it.
You're telling me if Todd Crowenbush, the only cool Todd on the planet, if Todd paid $10,000 or $12,000 to touch your staples, you wouldn't let him do it?
Todd can touch whatever he wants.
For free?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to get an infection. What if I got gangrene in my head?
What if Todd washes his hands first?
I don't trust him.
You just said he could touch anything he wants.
Who?
Todd.
Who the hell's Todd? No one's touching my head. Well,
I'm just saying there's a price. For 10 grand, you would let somebody pay.
Of course. 10 grand, do whatever you want to me.
That guy's offering you a quarter.
Right on.
If that's a quarter, that might be a nickel.
What is going on with the quarter thing?
Is it a drug reference?
I don't know. Maybe it is. Oh, maybe it is.
Yeah, it might be. Give a quarter with grass, something? Coke, mescaline.
Yeah, I just assumed she was a hooker. Because, you know, horny and all.
Yeah, and hitting on you.
I've still never been approached by a prostitute. I'd like somebody to at least fake it and act like they want to actually proposition me. That would be nice.
Fantastic.
A little ego boost would be nice, you know?
That gentleman over there is looking like he's yawning a little bit, but he might proposition you. I don't
Maybe
know.
He was just showing me what's yet to come.
Well, what's happening.
Yeah.
A little foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Speaking of foreshadowing... you talked a moment ago about getting fatter and fatter and then taking a diet.
Yes, sir.
There's no shock here, and this doesn't surprise me, and this is absolutely the truth. But according to a new survey, 76% of people say that on an average day, their happiest moments are when they're eating.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Who's sad when they eat?
Nobody. Well, sometimes.
Oh, after. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, no, help after. Me, after. Yeah. Not during.
Sometimes. Yeah, we had a moment like that when we were here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we ate, and then we were like, why did we do that? Well, we went and laid in the bed together.
I've had a sad moment here in a food court, but I didn't have any money for
that's
food.
My favorite story of all time, because Kim was like, it'll only be a couple minutes. It was, 2 hours?
Yeah, and my ATM was maxed out.
Yes, it was.
I had no money and nowhere to go. So I sat in the food court by myself and just watched people and happy people walk by.
Yeah.
You had a piece of pizza, right?
Because they could afford food.
Yeah, right.
Hey, let's do a deeper dive quickly on that survey.
Sure.
The other thing that survey is basically saying is if 76% of the people say they're happiest during the day when they're eating, that's also probably a little telling that there aren't a lot of things that make people happy.
Yeah.
Because, all right, banging it out probably is on that list too, but that's a lot of people admitting they eat more than they get it on, right? Yeah. So they're happier when they eat.
Right,
I think
they go hand in hand.
But that's also just the average person saying, I don't have a lot going on.
Who says that?
Highlight of my day is eating because I'm just kind of floating and I don't do much.
I'm going to have to run this by the wife, but I'm going to try to make it the perfect day. I'm going to try to eat.
Yeah, Costanza.
And get it on at the same time.
George Costanza again.
Let's see what's happening here. Let's see, pizza would work.
Do you remember that episode where Costanza realized that, like, the perfect storm is eating? Wasn't it like a pastrami sandwich? I forget what it was. He had, like, a full sandwich in bed. Because he basically said, why not just combine the two best things on the planet?
I think it's great.
And he would take food breaks.
Makes sense to me.
It was the best.
I just probably wouldn't eat a hot dog. I mean, that's something, you know, because things get...
Hot dogs are good.
Where'd that thing go?
Sauce, name the foods you would not eat while performing.
Well, it would have to be like minute rice. I would probably only be able to eat.
No, I said thing.
Oh.
What would you not be able to eat?
Oh, anything with my hands.
What?
Pizza? Because pizza'd fall. I don't know. I'd eat anything while doing that.
That was such a weird 20 seconds.
That was pretty weird.
Well, there's too many TVs. I was watching the TV. I don't know what I wouldn't eat. Nothing. I mean, I would need it wouldn't matter because two bites and I'd be done. Oh, boy.
Are you okay?
No.
I don't know what's going on.
No, I'm not. I have staples in my head.
Somebody rub this guy's staples.
No one touch my staples. Hot ass Randy will punch you.
Ooh, is he here? Where is he?
He's on his way.
Oh, nice. Haven't seen him in months.
What do you mean?
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Is he always at your house?
Is that your house?
But he's working at my house when I'm not there.
Right.
Like, you know, he's just efficient. He goes to my house at like 3:30 in the morning, leaves about 9.
That's it. Man, what
he's an early riser.
Sources say the bathroom is flooding.
Uh-oh.
It is?
Oh, way to go. Who clogged it?
I would guess.
Donaldson?
Somebody from the
Donaldson
Todd Brigade. That's what Todds do. They clog toilets.
Is that right?
No. I'm just like blaming others.
I do like that our favorite Todd on the planet is here, and there's a whole bunch of people walking around with Don't Be a Todd shirts.
Yeah, but he's the only
and he's one of the only cool Todds in the world. At least it's Todd with two Ds.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to go around and talk to him.
Oh, boy. Trailer.
And the bachelor dude was over there, and I'm really afraid he's going to scream a curse word any moment now.
He'll be asleep by 7.
That's probably true. Todd.
Oh, boy.
Not yet, but thank you.
Cool, Todd.
Todd, how are you today?
Good morning.
Thanks for having us out here at Buffalo Wild Wings. How much do we love Buffalo
Wild
Wings?
Yeah, round of applause for Todd and everybody at B-Dubs. We love Todd.
Does it bother you at all that it's become like... The name Todd has basically become associated with.
I think somebody's got here.
Oh,
I'm in the Hi, Carly's here.
Hi, Carly.
Where's Rosie? Right behind you.
Look at her.
2 feet back.
I think Rosie's peeking in the window right now.
Story. Yeah, he is.
Did you buy something yesterday? We're going after the show.
Look at him. Hey, we're still on the air. Meat sauce.
What is happening? Is that a fight?
Oh, she recorded a fight on her phone.
Oh my gosh!
Right when you were walking
Did
over here.
Did it just happen? Oh my gosh!
What are they doing?
Look at that guy!
She's all fired up over there. Look at her.
Have clickbait post this.
I'll post it.
Whoa!
Hey, can you forward that to clickbait so we can put it on KFAN.com?
Oh my gosh!
See, that's the beauty of Vegas. Some random skank that just says, "Please photograph me."
Wow.
Yeah. Send it to clickbait. He'll post it.
Back to Todd for a second. Does it bother you at all that your name has basically been associated with douchebaggery?
I'm changing my name tomorrow, so
what are you changing
it
to?
No, I'm good. It's good. It's all fun.
What would you change it to if you could?
Meat.
That's
slim. Yeah, I don't know. Something with Paul.
You look like a Mario to me.
Mario?
I don't know, like Mario.
Are you high? Luigi, maybe.
No, I was going with Mario Lopez, but that's fine. Yeah, sure.
That's fine. Cool Todd, everybody.
Yeah, cool Todd.
We like that one Todd.
The size of that pretzel. Holy moly.
That sounds good.
That's a giant pretzel.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Carly about some random skank that wants her picture taken on the Las Vegas Strip and a random fight that she just videotaped. That's pretty badass. The Power Trip Morning Show returns live from Las Vegas, Nevada, right after this on The Fan.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
You're listening to The Fan.
The Fan.
It's time for Wild News on The Power Trip.
What a shot is there!
Brought to you by Amana Heating and Air Conditioning.
Welcome back to The Power Trip.
Power Trip Morning Show. The Wild do host Nashville on Saturday, right here on The Fan. We will be gambling on it, most likely, here in Las Vegas, Nevada, because it's fun to gamble. Carly, that's all I have for Wild News. So if you have anything else to add to the Wild conversation, feel free.
Do you want my opinion on who you should bet on?
Yes. Do you like the Wild or the Predators on Saturday?
Go with Nashville.
Go with Nashville.
No. I'm just kidding. Last time she said that,
Jason went out.
Apparently people love Jason and the Wild.
Just a little bit.
Do you want real Wild News or fun Wild News?
No, fake. Give us fun wild.
I'd rather have fun wild news than real wild news.
They wrote an article about the number of babies that are being had on the Wild team. Did you see that?
No.
There are... Do you guys care about that?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the list of babies?
Go for it.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So Spurgeon's had one right before the season. Stewart's had one. Obviously, he's in Calgary now. But Stewart's had one. Rosie. Then we had Hendricks. Dubnyk's had a baby in January. Mm-hmm. Parisi's had a baby in February. Foligno's are having a baby in April. Suitors are having a baby in May. And I think that's it. That's a lot of babies.
That's a lot of babies.
Hey.
All of them boys. So we're creating the next generation of Wild players. There we go.
Somewhere Rosie just started crying.
So the Predators might win on Saturday, but nobody gets chicks more pregnant than the Minnesota Wild.
Yeah!
Lucky.
Nobody.
But in great news...
Because that was terrible news.
Yeah, life is bad news.
Babies, awful. This is good news. We have two great teams, which is spectacular going into the playoffs. But they are going to have to get all of these points coming up because it is. We haven't clinched a playoff spot yet. So
it's close, but
I think it's nine.
Yeah.
I think we have 9 games in 14 days.
Why did you do that? Nine games in 14 days after you take a week off.
That's aggressive.
But I like this week off because I got to come to Vegas.
Yes. Right, yes.
I would not have been able to come if Jason was out of town or had games.
So Sauce and I were here, 9 days before we came back with the Power Trip? You were here even more recently than that because you were here for the Wild game. So you were 3 days off or something?
Yeah, I came last Wednesday and came back to Minnesota on Saturday.
And then came back out Wednesday. That's a pretty short turnaround.
That's sweet.
But I love it here.
How can you not?
There is nothing better than Vegas. On the way here, I saw a fight. I saw a girl with one shoe who asked me to take her picture because she looks like a babe this morning.
At like a 0.3, right?
Yeah.
By herself, too, right?
No, she was with a dude.
Okay, well, nice of him to care.
I just love that you can just say, it's Vegas. Vegas. It's all okay.
Yeah. Oh, somebody just snuck up behind me and the fur on the back of my neck was standing up.
We started the show with, do you guys want to party with sluts? He's arrived. It's Lawyer Lambert, everybody.
What are you drinking, sir?
How are you doing? Good, good.
I'm real good. What are you drinking?
A little Bloody Mary.
Yeah, of course you are.
At 4:30 in the morning?
Well,
God, your mom would be so proud.
Do you want to do a tequila, shot?
Yeah.
Have you not slept at all?
No, I have. I have.
Where's your BFF?
That's a bad idea. Where is Mark Rosen?
I don't know. I got here late last night. I had dinner with this guy. He kept claiming he was the sports director in Minneapolis. I don't know. He said he'd be down later.
He's got to clean
up.
Rosie's sleeping.
He's on vacation.
He's in bed.
He's on vacation. Yeah. No, I know. I know. Yeah, he's told us that. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody buy Lawyer Lambert another Bloody Mary. He's about halfway through. He's about halfway through that one. Yeah, right over there. Yeah, sit by those fine ladies over there.
He wears sandals and socks.
All right, this is the part of the show where we do what really matters.
He
doesn't know.
Who cares? Just sit.
I read scores and stats around the world of sports, and Chris changes your life with some other garbage,
Your life.
Here we go. Changes your life. The Vikings signed tight end Josiah Price. They signed long snapper Nick Dooley. Are they just doing that until McDermott's 100%?
Is that the
idea?
Yeah, he can't snap right now.
Waived linebacker Sean Washington. He was on injured reserve all of last season.
Later.
They also re-signed kicker Kai Forbath. And they let Emmanuel Lemur go. Emmanuel Lemur, linebacker, signed with the Oakland Raiders. In the future will be the Las Vegas Raiders.
Ooh.
Sweet.
So Emmanuel Lemur, 2 years, I think, with the Vikes, and now he's out the door.
Yeah, mainly special teams. I mean, that's kind of what he filled in for here.
He was a little backup, too, wasn't he?
He was backup.
Who got hurt?
Used to be,
was he Barr's backup?
I think he was a middle
Greenway. Guy. Doesn't matter. Who cares?
Sports what really matters is not rated. That. It's this.
Well, I'll tell you what really matters, ladies and gentlemen, here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Las Vegas, listening to the Power Trip Morning Show. I am right now texting and tweeting with the one and only John Creasel, who wishes he could be here with us. He's not with us this year. So everybody say hi, Creasel!
In honor of Creasel, everybody order two drinks and drink them at the same time. One in each hand,
That's right. Just keep
telling everybody at your table that you're having a great time.
Then ask others around if they're having a great time.
As loudly as you possibly can.
Yep.
Yeah.
Use the word lit.
Use the word lit every fourth word. Yes, that's
yes.
also.
Yeah. Absolutely. We miss you, John.
We do miss you.
We wish you were here.
No, no one does Vegas like John Creasel.
No, and you know what? As Carly and I, we were all talking during the break. When it comes to Vegas, you can just say Vegas.
Yes, Vegas. Yeah. Yeah.
So tell me more about this fight, which I watched on your phone. So you were coming out of Planet Hollywood and walking over here a moment ago, and there were two gentlemen fighting. Now, I thought it was interesting because one of the gentlemen did not set his beer down. He held his beer the entire time they were fighting. The other gentleman was crouched down, sort of in a like a jiu-jitsu kind of move.
Yeah, like a crouching tiger.
Yeah, and then the other gentleman had a, I guess it was one of those slippery when wet signs.
A cone. Yeah,
a cone. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But he was nice enough to put it back when the fight was over, which I thought was really, really nice of him.
Back in the right spot.
That's exactly right.
No, I left and the fight was still going on.
Oh.
And so I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
But it was. It's. Are you going to post this?
I'm just watching it for the first time because I'm going to post it. But it definitely was mid fight when you walked away. They were just getting going.
They were just getting going.
Looks like Roman Greco.
The red is posed.
He's posed.
Like he's getting ready to go.
He's going to punch. Yeah.
Carly, why would you leave a fight?
Yeah,
why'd
you leave?
And why did you not bet on this?
Because take a picture of a
babe. Of the people here.
Oh,
I wanted
yes,
to get
yes,
here.
Yes, understood. Yeah.
Plus, I also didn't want to become part of the fight.
Sure. Yeah, so it was moving in your direction.
No, this whole restaurant.
Yeah, they kept backing up towards me, so I wanted to run away. And then I ran into a lovely lady with one shoe and took her photo.
Because she was a babe.
You took her photo.
Said, I'm a babe.
Self-proclaimed.
Yeah, she was a self-proclaimed babe, so I took her photo.
Take my photo.
Yeah, and I will keep that photo. That's going to be my screensaver.
I think that's a great idea.
It's terrifying.
That's odd.
But yeah, and that's the thing about Vegas. It's just Vegas.
It's just Vegas.
You can
it's
do
the best.
Anything you want.
I do love it.
And it's just Vegas.
I do
don't tell
it.
Rosie that.
Yeah, don't tell him that. I mean, sorry, your shadow. Don't tell your shadow that.
Yeah, we talked about this before you got here. You know, we were at the welcome party yesterday here?
Right.
And the airport yesterday. Do you think Rosie takes the bit about how he stalks you a little too far when we're not on the air?
Does anybody realize that it's probably more me than Rosie?
No,
like, I
no,
feel like Rosie
no,
gets
see,
all
it's
of...
not.
This
no,
like,
he loves
that?
It. He loves the attention. He loves the bit of standing 2 feet behind you at all times.
Well, what? He had an empty seat on the plane in first class and did not invite me up there.
Well, he's too cheap to pay for you to get up there.
That's yeah. That what's it called when you that. Fall in love with your captor?
Stockholm Syndrome.
That's what it sounds like you have.
It's not me, or it's not him, it's just me.
Get help.
He's not creepy at all. He just follows me everywhere.
It's, for sure
it's me.
It's
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
it's
you're Stockholm Syndrome. Rosie looks like a cult leader.
That's yeah, he does. With his mullet.
Yeah, he's got a mullet.
Yeah, why does he not get a haircut?
Because he's handsome.
Yeah, it looks great. I don't
why
know why he would.
Cut that?
Yeah.
I would cut
why
that about three times. Get it trimmed down.
Had a halftime
he's inspired
adjustment.
Me.
Anyway,
after
what really matters is this.
Great point. I was looking through BuzzFeed's new list they put out regarding foods that people eat with a fork or a spoon. Pretty regular stuff, but I saw one that kind of... concerned me a little bit. 46% of the people surveyed eat peas with a fork.
You have to.
I would do that.
You have to stab them.
I don't eat peas, but yeah, you
no,
stab
you gotta
them.
Spoon them, baby. No, a spoon. No. You get as many as you can in your mouth at one time.
We went through this once, and you eat a lot of weird things with a spoon.
Yeah, I like spoons.
Don't you eat macaroni and cheese with a spoon?
Sure, man. You gotta get as much in your face at once as possible.
You use a fork.
That's right.
You use a large spoon.
The biggest, one you can find. Yeah,
like a mixing bowl spoon.
Yeah, right, exactly, right.
Who
right.
eats Jell-O with a fork?
Hockey.
Now, apparently 8% of the people do.
Who eats Jell-O?
I don't eat Jell-O. I don't like Jell-O.
Yeah, Mac loves Jell-O.
Can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
You put the wooden in the popping.
How about the wooden spoons back in the day, like for malt cups at lunch?
Yes. Or the metronome?
Hell yeah, man. Yes.
But they weren't even really a spoon. They were just
like a plank.
Yeah, they were
just a plank. That we shoveled
out. We easily got a sliver from them, too. They would always break apart.
Always. Mm. Just garbage. Just dangerous kid spoons.
Yeah, it's okay.
Who cares?
You win, you lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of infections.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Right. You end up with staples in your head. Who cares? Yeah. Call it a day.
Dwight Howard had 32 points and 30 rebounds last night. He's the first player in 8 years to do that. The last one was Kevin Love with the Timberwolves. What really matters is this.
This is for everybody eating here at Buffalo Wild Wings and everybody having breakfast in their car right now. Ladies and gentlemen, how much poop will you poop in your lifetime?
Can't wait.
Wait, like an average person or a hockey?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Or a rasper. I mean,
some people are extra regular.
Let's just be honest. Yeah. On an average day, you eliminate about 14 ounces of feces.
Feces.
On an average,
this bottle right here is 16 ounces.
That's 16 ounces.
It's water bottle.
Can you not use my water bottle as a sample?
I'm
for
way
poop?
Above average.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, brag more, why don't you?
I brag about things that aren't cool.
Like poop.
Yeah, like poop. How much I poop.
Or how many staples you currently have in your head.
It's two.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's two more than me. Good for you, buddy.
You have staples in your genitals.
Good one!
You ever notice that? Nah, I better not say that.
Yeah.
No, say it.
You know what I'm going to say, right?
Yeah.
It does look like your sack was stapled together, like at creation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's not where I was going to go.
It's ball cleavage.
Yeah. It's what?
Ball cleavage. What?
Yeah, the kids call it bleavage.
Yeah, we've talked about this on the air.
I don't remember.
You had it one
in
day.
The world.
I had.
You had
no,
soup.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yes.
I know
that you cut.
Yes,
jeans
when I cut
short.
Your jean shorts, you had. I said you have ball cleavage.
Which, speaking of that, by the way, you know how this show obviously is very dumb.
No, it's not.
When we were curling the other day, Tyler George.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
Tyler George from Team Schuster basically said that was kind of his moment. That he couldn't stop laughing the day that the AC in our studio went out.
Oh, that was
the worst.
It
was so hot, and then you guys cut Hockey's shorts so short that his bleavage was basically hanging out of the bottom of his shorts.
Well, he made the call to take his undies off underneath there as well.
And that was Tyler's light bulb moment with the power trip, and he said he couldn't stop listening to it, and he had to show all of his friends, like, you got to listen to this show. This guy cut his shorts like Daisy Duke.
Have we been on the air since we did that?
Yeah. When did we go curling?
Oh, on Monday.
Monday.
So we were on Tuesday. Okay. Yeah.
Tuesday.
I couldn't remember. Yeah,
did,
right.
Yeah, you made fun of me for doing the splits.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Didn't
how's
boss
your believe it?
Get mad at you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For cutting the shorts.
No, for
sitting
wearing
in that chair.
No, for walking around the office the rest of the day.
Yeah. Listen.
Eventually, it became a denim belt.
I kept having to say to people, my eyes are up here, man. Yeah.
You live like the other half.
Exactly, right.
God, I'm so tired of being judged by my body.
Yeah. Please stop.
And you were telling that to Mus the whole time. I can wear whatever I want.
It's break time.
We'll come back with Fan 5 about 30 minutes from now. Potentially Mark Rosen will join the Power Trip Morning Show. We'll talk NCAA tournament. We'll see what Sauce is going to bet on. We'll take the opposite and we'll crush. And I guess you're even going to join PA in a couple hours and talk about betting.
I am, because Corey is a much smarter man than I am, and he once said if PA was so good at gambling, he'd bet it. I've taken PA's advice for the last week and a half, and I've lost every single bet. But I'm going to take more from him today when he calls, when I call him.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns from Las Vegas, Nevada, and Buffalo Wild Wings right after this on The Fan.
Win a 4-pack of tickets to the Minneapolis Home and Garden Show coming to the Convention Center March 30th through April 6th. Go to KFAN.com, keyword contest, for more info.
Once again, welcome back, Las Vegas, Nevada. We are live, the Power Trip Morning Show from Buffalo Wild Wings. I just ordered my first wings of the day.
What'd you get?
I got some boneless honey barbecue wings.
Because I learned this about you yesterday, that ketchup is too spicy.
Ketchup can be too spicy.
It's a little too spicy.
I feel the exact same way.
My father-in-law is the same way. He sweats when he
cancels our breakfast.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I watched Carly almost die yesterday eating wings.
Did you choke?
No.
Almost.
I cannot believe that Sarah Jane eats, I think it's a habanero something.
Yes. Mango habanero.
Oh.
My mouth felt like it was sunburned.
Was Mr. Stockholm
it's
there to save you?
It's a good flavor, but it's a little hot. Yeah.
No,
flavor.
Then she drank Rosie's beer.
I thought
you
were going to say it's a good feel.
True story.
No.
I drink your beer.
I slammed Rosie's beer because I had to do something.
Yeah.
And you can't drink
hot.
Water.
Yeah.
My mouth felt sunburned.
Yeah, I can't do it.
And then he took that glass to a lab and used your DNA and now created a clone.
He must be here.
He heard you say his name.
Rosie!
If you say his name enough times.
Oh, would you leave her alone? Would you leave her
now
alone?
Now he has to immediately sit down.
You know, I'm convinced the reason why he doesn't show up at 3:30 is just so he can walk in and get a gigantic ovation.
Yeah, a couple of us talked about that yesterday at that party.
You smell nice.
Oh, yeah, if you show up when the show starts, you don't get the spotlight, but Mark walks in and the play stops.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mark.
Everybody say hi, Rosie.
I'm a little late. It took a while because I had to convince Hawk's sister, but giving her buffet tickets was the okay for her to leave.
Jeez, that's what you pay her with?
Man,
talk about all you can eat.
Oh.
The buffet. It's all you can eat. What are you sick perverts thinking I said?
Heck. Wow, look at this crowd. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Woo!
What time of day is this?
It's almost like they like gambling and drinking.
I can't believe that.
Life is better with money on the line.
And we've lost a few of them because there were some that were so wasted they had to leave.
No.
I stumbled into a couple of them. Walking down the street here, yes.
Yeah, but Lawyer Lambert's still here.
I left him last night. He was doing well.
One of the gentlemen I met yesterday that was already three sheets to the wind at about 4:30 in the afternoon was from Baraboo, Wisconsin. And I realized... There may not be a funnier town to say when you're hammered. Because he's like, I'm from Baraboo. That's not even a real place. That you're just slurring your word. Right. Right by the Dells. Legitimately.
Baraboo is
right
literally
by the Dells.
Right by, we went there one time. It was so much fun. That's where the Ringling Brothers service.
Yes, I've been there.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true for you.
I haven't seen Baraboo Guy, so I don't think he made it to 3:30 in the
morning. No, he started talking to Rosie and I, and the second I realized how hammered he was, I'm like, hey, that's Mark Rosen, and walked away.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that.
So how you doing, Rosie?
I'm doing well. I mean, we got through the first day, sort of. It's always a little tougher with working the night before, the noon to late news, and then, you know,
help
a couple hours.
Me make
oh,
it
yeah,
through.
Wow.
Rich people
it's
problems.
So rough for you.
Oh, my God. Are you trashing me already? Now I know why Jason texted me and said, you know, I'm the one on vacation this week.
Well, you know what that means,
it's
Carly.
That's a good line.
Oh, yeah.
Thumbs down.
I said something about the first hour that I said, my God, is she like this all the time? He goes, Rosie, trust me, I'm having the time of my life right now.
When I leave town, yeah.
I'm like,
I mentioned
please,
coming to
go.
Vegas, and he said, go.
Exactly.
You know what that means, Carly? We're
I
buying
get to
more
spend
things
money at
across the street.
We're buying more.
Yeah. I'm going shopping at Crystal's today.
I'm talking you into everything. Well, shopping-wise.
Yes. It's going well.
Have you won any money?
I won a little bit playing video poker, and then my boyfriend showed up last night, Lawyer Lambert. And
yeah.
He had a good...
He's over there.
He got four aces, I think, or something, or four, whatever he got. But so,
where are we going to breakfast today?
Peppermill again.
Yeah! Can I come?
Yeah,
no.
Super
solid. No, you're not invited.
He's inviting everybody else.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I think everyone's staying here.
Rosie's paying.
Whatever.
Oh,
what else is
I'm
new?
Going there.
Yeah.
And I see
took AJ and his lovely bride there yesterday
and
morning.
Had the same waitress that you
had the same waitress
year.
We had a year ago. The place is phenomenal. It's old school Vegas. If
she pretended like she knew you.
Well, I didn't expect her to remember. She only waits
she played the card nice, though.
1,000 people.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, but you remembered her, of course.
I do remember her, of course. She's very because she's been there for a long time, and she has a lot of great stories about Vegas people coming in there. It's an old school 70s.
You should have seen. She
what
walked
you,
up.
What did you look her up?
We had been there for a while, and Rosie got this gigantic
French toast thing
with a side of hash browns, but he went after the French toast first.
Yeah.
So we had been there for quite a while, and she came to pick up the plate of hash browns.
Oh, I just,
Rosie about bit her hand
oh,
off.
Oh, I did. Yeah, yeah, exactly. She
don't
knew better.
Touch that man's food.
No, do not at that point. No. But it was, yeah, a good way to kick off Vegas.
I see you've got a betting sheet in front
of
you.
Well, I do because, you know, I think it's really intriguing. This is a sports station, after all, in theory. No,
not really.
No.
Starting at like 9 o'clock.
But it's amazing, and we can talk about this more as we get into Vikings, you know, news, which we will. But yeah. It's only 5 after the hour. But I was amazed,
thanks,
and I really
Big
shouldn't
Ben.
Be. But the Vikings right now, since the Kirk Cousins trade, are the number one favorite in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl.
Get some!
And I don't know if it's a combination. I don't know when these last. This is current line, so I don't know when the odds came out. If it was just after Cousins or after they signed Richardson and Cousins. But they went from 12 to 1 to 8 to 1. Those stinking, bleeping Eagles are 9 to 1. So, yeah. And the Packers. Listen, the Packers. Anybody like Green Bay in here?
Yeah, the guy from Baraboo.
Yeah, they're 11 to 1. The San Francisco 49ers. That's you can get better odds in getting the 49ers to win the Super Bowl than the Green Bay Packers. Think about that.
I don't understand that.
I don't
Corey
either.
And I talked about that last week. I don't get that.
Well, so I mean, do they think Garoppolo is going to make that kind of a, you know, an impact, I guess,
yeah,
after a little small sample size last year? I don't know.
Anybody in the crazy. AFC have better odds, or is that the are the Vikings?
I'm sorry, so they get NFC.
Is the AFC listed below there?
Yeah.
They have better
the Vikings
odds?
Are 4-1 to win the NFC. San Francisco's 5-1. Eagles are 9-2, which
sorry,
is pretty equal.
What's the Patriots' odds, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Pardon me?
Patriots' odds? Are they better than the Vikings?
Patriots in the AFC. Or 2-1 to win the AFC.
Oh,
yeah, they're always going to be the favorites.
The AFC
yeah,
don't care.
They don't care. Anyway, that was kind of interesting. And I looked up the Minnesota Wild since Carly has, of course, a mild interest in what that hockey team is doing. Take it or leave it.
What are their Stanley Cup odds as of
20-1 to win the Stanley Cup.
20-1.
All right.
They actually have gotten they've gotten worse the last. Well, not really. Not bad. It's pretty good. 9-1 to win the Western Conference. That would be nice. Just do that. It would be great. That would be fantastic. Anyway, kind of fun. I'd look at my sheets.
I've all my money on them.
I would.
Who do you like in the Masters, Rosie?
Well, another thing is interesting. This is the proverbial sucker bet because Tiger's made some noise the last couple of weeks, and they know that people are going to want to bet on Tiger because he's Tiger and he's playing pretty well right now. And I think he was 6-1, some ridiculous number. Yeah, 6-1. He's the number one favorite according to the sheet to win the Masters, which is ridiculous. I mean, you have guys like Dustin Johnson, 9-1. Jordan Spieth, 12-1. Rory McIlroy, who won last week, 9-1. Jason Day, 14-1. Phil Mickelson, 12-1. So I think the people in Vegas are smart enough to know that Tiger has that appeal still. And
for
because
sure.
he's playing well, people are going to want to just have a piece of paper that says, I bet on Tiger Woods to win the Masters.
That's the last thing Las Vegas wants is for him to win.
Yeah, exactly.
The
You're
last
right.
thing
Absolutely
want.
Right, Sauce.
Why
That's
is that? Because
so,
he becomes
no,
a sure.
So many people just bet on it like because they want him and they
no,
want
I,
it on a piece of paper. Plus, if you look at that, there's a lot of guys on there that normally would be way higher that are way lower.
Right.
Because
well,
they want you to bet them.
To answer your question, I like Jason Day
I didn't ask
a lot.
Question.
You did. You no, you didn't. Someone else did.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Jason Day would be my favorite right now, 14-1.
I will always go Adam Scott.
Adam Scott?
Always go Adam Scott.
Because he's hot?
I didn't say it.
Well, that's all you have to say.
You said it.
When is Carly going to start judging men by the content of their character?
I don't know. She's just shallow.
We're just pieces of meat to
Probably
you, Carly.
Never.
We're just shallow.
Rosie, I just don't understand why you're gambling so much. I mean, I just think it's irresponsible for you and your family to be putting your livelihood on the line.
One bet yet, other than playing some video poker, but that'll change later.
We're making bets tonight.
It's ruin
yeah,
your family.
We will be doing it. No, we're. You know, I know this is probably going to at some point, and I don't know where we are with the whole NBA bit. Corey, we talked about this when legalized gambling will occur. The NBA is in favor of it. I think it's we're at that point where it should happen, probably will happen, but you know, there's still very kind of conservative approaches saying it's going. Like you said, it's going to ruin families, as if we don't have. Enough casinos, as if we don't have people who are spending gobs of money buying lottery tickets at their gas station. You know, what is that if that's not gambling? You know, because it goes up to $180 million, people spend, you know, $100, $200 on lottery tickets, and you might as well throw it in the wind. basically.
Give it to me.
Or give it to me, man.
Give it to you.
Yeah, I like cash. I'm going to need some probably.
You're
going
to need some after losing that Toronto bet.
But both my
night.
Dads are here, so I'll be fine. You guys are buying the rest of the day.
What was the other guy's name in My Two Dads? It was Paul Reiser and the
Hockey
dude,
Nose.
Yeah,
dude
it was
with the beard.
Allen Iverson.
Oh, was it really?
It was, yeah,
oh,
I didn't know that.
That's breaking news.
Yep, AI is AI.
Allen Iverson and Paul Reiser, great sitcom in the early 90s.
It was great. Great show. Yep.
Wasn't he in Three Men and a Baby?
Your dad was in Three Men.
Jeez. That's maybe the best well-played joke ever. Are you?
Three Men and a Baby was Gutenberg, Tom Selleck, and Ted Danson.
Oh. I'm over in the corner.
And the ghost kid in the window, which was just...
Where is Hawk?
I'm right here. I'm behind you.
Okay.
It wasn't a ghost.
I got to take a picture of this crowd or next
I'm hanging out with the cool people over here.
Hey, Rosie, remember last year when you grinded on that chick?
I think it was the other way around, but yes, of course I remember. I still have pictures from people.
I remember that.
That's odd.
Are you willing to dance with another fine young lady here from this Las Vegas crowd? That's not Carly Zucker.
They want to see it just happen.
Anybody want to dance with Rosie?
No.
Sir, put your hand down.
Who wants to dance with Rosie?
No beards
Paul,
allowed.
Why is your dance? Lawyer Lambert just threw two hands
Lawyer Lambert's going to do it.
Why don't we do like the dollar dance at a wedding where Marcus stands in the middle of the floor and they and the ladies have to pay to grind on him for like 6 hours.
Okay, you know, I think you've got it toned down a little bit.
Think about this.
We're funding my gambling.
If we did an entire segment where chicks is paid to dance with you, you could parlay that money into millions.
Yeah.
I like the way you think, but I think it's a little...
dance with chicks, make some money. Bit. What's wrong with that?
Just a little bit outside.
Do they have to grind?
Well, they don't have to. I'm just assuming they're... It's Mark Rosie's an icon.
Carly.
He's a legend. Who doesn't want to grind on a legend?
I didn't say you didn't want to. I said, do they have to?
No, they don't.
They are definitely not required to.
Well, they're lining up.
It's like they could do any dance.
It's like high school dancing, or, you know, at least arm's length.
Yeah. This looks like my prom. No chicks in line.
Oh, hello, darling.
Smile forever.
Keep it that way.
Went to 7. Don't worry about
Carly went to 7. I went to 0. So it sounds
about
right.
Of course she went to 7.
Is it because you're unkissable?
Absolutely.
It's because his beard's falling off his face.
I also part of the problem.
I kiss you.
We did no Fan 5, which Rosie kind of did, but I don't know. We didn't really go through any news stories, but we can do that when we get back if you want.
Sure,
stopwatch texted?
No. I deleted his number.
Oh, sweet.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show with Mark Rosen, Carly Zucker, AJ Mansoor, Chris Hockey, Paul Meatsauce Lambert, and I'm Corey Coburn. We're live in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're back after this on The Fan.
Drive a sports car just to prove I'm a real big baller because I made $1 million and I spend it on girls' shoes. But you don't want to be high like me, never really know why like me. You don't ever want to step off that roller coaster and be all alone. And you don't want to ride the bus like this, never know who to trust like this. You don't want to be stuck up on that stage and stuck up on that stage and oh, I know.
You're listening to The Fan.
Programming on The Fan today brought to you in part by Papa John's and Prism Research. Register for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Nitro Circus. It's the craziest event of the year happening October 3rd at Target Center. Go to KFAN.com, keyword contest, for more information and to register.
Welcome back to Power Trips Live again, Las Vegas, Nevada. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm going to come with wings. Come out, speak over.
You just put a too hot French fry in your mouth?
It's so good, though.
Yeah.
You've got French fries?
But it's so good.
Why wouldn't they? It's the morning.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm good.
Huh? I'm good right now.
Hold on. I'm too good for these.
No, I'm not too good.
I'm not too good. I'm all about the food. Oh, Buffalo chips are the best.
Buffalo
chip? Hell yeah, dude.
Buffalo chips.
I said chip. I swear to God I did.
No, I'm good. I ate too many carbs yesterday.
Oh, I'm too good for buffalo chips.
There's no such thing as too many carbs.
I'm counting carbs. I am. What do you care?
I don't care. At least I have an impression of you.
It's raining outside.
Is it really? It actually is raining out. It is.
Why don't you cry about it?
Thanks a lot, Chris Schaefer.
I have somewhere to go.
Where are you going?
The Neon Museum. Does anybody know what that is?
I thought we were going shopping.
We can do both in a day.
I'm only doing one thing because it's
going to
be a while.
Shopping is going to be great.
Yeah.
But the Neon Museum is looks incredible, and I don't need it to. I can't have it rain.
You should go at night. It's a lot better at night.
Okay.
Oh, that's the thing you were telling us about, where they have all the neon signs.
Yeah, all the classic Vegas neon signs. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I bought my tickets yesterday for 10 a.m.
Now it's raining.
Yeah.
Is it an outdoor museum?
It is.
It is, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Tell them what it is.
Well, it's old signs from Vegas. So when they retire a sign, it goes to this. It's kind of like a junkyard.
It is.
For Vegas signs. But it's beautiful, and it photographs really well.
Yeah.
More proof you can do Vegas however you want to do it, because a lot of people here just want to party with sluts.
Yeah, nobody was excited about the new
And Carly music. Wants to go see old junkie sign. So do what you want in Las
and
Vegas.
And shop with sauce. That's my perfect day.
Oh, yeah.
When are you going to get hammered and start blabbing secrets?
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, she's leaving
tomorrow. I'm leaving tomorrow morning.
Aww. Today's got to be the day.
Yeah, I have loose lips when I drink, so.
Yeah.
Get her hammered.
You noticed that last night.
Rosie.
What the hell?
Jeepers.
Oh,
Rosie.
Yeah.
Rosie, you're a professional. What are you doing?
Well, we were over here. You
Rosie needs a cigarette.
I hope WCCO Mark, is stop. Listening to this.
I don't know what he said.
We were hanging out here yesterday at a Ru party. Good get-together, right? By
at
the way.
At a RuPaul party?
Yeah, you and your prisoner.
A RuPaul party. And you had a couple alcoholic drinks.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm saying you almost blacked out. You
what
don't
are you,
remember.
Her sponsor?
Rosie.
Carly started talking.
Oh, look what I found in my back pocket.
Oh, just random
just chunk
money.
Change.
Oh, Rosie's room key.
Let it rain.
Good for you, Mark.
Also doubles as Lawyer Lambert's room.
Would you guys shut up so we can do some sports?
Go ahead. Let's talk some sports.
Oh, sorry.
How are your Buffalo chips?
Man, they're
good.
We got
to talk some basketball for tonight.
Hitting the spot.
Why don't we start with racism? Should we start with racism?
What?
That's a great sports
that
topic.
That sounds great.
Chief Wahoo will no longer be used on Hall of Fame baseball plaques. So Jim Tomei is going into the Hall of Fame this summer.
Fantastic.
He said he didn't want to use the logo when he goes in with the Cleveland Indians, so he's going to use the Block C logo?
Yes.
Chief Wahoo was introduced
in
19...
Block
C. Uh-huh. Chief Wahoo was introduced in 1947, and baseball made the really interesting announcement that they will remove Chief Wahoo from uniforms after this season because they deemed it was no longer appropriate for an on-field use. So basically, it's like a farewell tour for racism.
Yeah.
So it's like last chance to like tip your cap to racist logos, like, oh, we're going to miss you.
Think about
racism.
It's like, you know,
one more time.
Derek Jeter's going away a year. Sort of
Kobe Bryant.
Mariano, right? Yeah, now this is goodbye to racism in Cleveland.
You got to give racists one last chance to come out to the ballpark and say, we're going to miss you.
Exactly. Every stereotype they can imagine, they want to have at least one more year of doing it.
Well, I think the reason has to do with merchandising, but you think that this would be a situation where you could make an exception.
Yeah, just cancel it immediately. Get it
out. Or quietly behind the scenes make this announcement.
I love that there was a meeting, right? Yeah. And Major League Baseball said, guys, we got to get out in front of this. We have to move on from Chief Wahoo.
Well,
does everybody agree? And they all went around the table, and they said, yes, we agree. Let's get rid of this.
Well,
next year.
Well, when will
one more year.
When will it happen with the, as Chris says all the time, the Washington football team? Will that ever change?
I don't know.
No,
it should.
I bet it doesn't.
I don't think it will either. No. The NFL hasn't stepped in right now. By now, I don't think. I don't think they will.
Nope.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
good topic to get into right away.
Yeah, why not?
Thanks, Rosie.
Mark, just because we're on vacation having fun in Vegas does not mean we don't do the news and do sports. That was our responsibility to bring up that news.
All right.
Story.
You know what? I'll do a story you want. The average person poops about 312 pounds of poop a year.
Wow.
Are you happy now?
Man, your dad just drove off the road.
That was a hell of a segue for a sports topic.
Hey, you want to talk
Yeah, you
poop?
Want poop talk.
I don't know what to tell you.
In your contract.
Are you average?
No.
312 pounds
a year?
That
seems excessive.
I used to weigh that much.
By the time you're 21, you've produced about 3 tons of feces.
Oh, geez.
Also, enjoy those buffalo wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are eating.
Come on, man.
I like it.
We're reporting the news.
Hockey's eating and talking about it.
Oh, what are you going to do?
And what you're eating is called...
Four games in the NCAA tournament tonight. Nevada against Loyola of Chicago. That's a 7-11. Nevada's a 1-point favorite.
You have to go Nevada.
I like Nevada. I like Loyola in that game. With all due respect to Eric Musselman.
Yeah, I do too. I think.
What the hell? Loyola hasn't been in the tournament since 1985.
Here's the thing, though, Rose.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nevada is they lead the NCAA in turnovers, and it's the most turnovers created in like NCAA history.
Right.
It's Nevada.
Creating
go
turnovers
Nevada.
Or doing.
I'm actually staying away from the game. The other one I like a lot more is
why?
Michigan.
We're betting every game.
We're betting every game.
Why don't you live a little?
What? Oh my God! I tried to last night.
Oh my God!
Jeepers, lay it on thick, Rose.
Carly, you can no longer say it's you, not him.
Yeah. number 7, Texas A&M versus number 3, Michigan. Michigan's a 2.5-point favorite.
I love Michigan in this game. I think Texas A&M, yeah, go Big Ten. I think Michigan has been on just a really strong roll. Their defense is as good as any team in the country right now. Texas A&M beat up North Carolina. I think people fell in love with Texas A&M a little bit more because of their one-sided score against the Tar Heels. They had a pretty bad losing streak about a month ago. I think the Wolverines, with a 4 or 5 day preparation, they're gonna smoke them tonight. So I'm going. Don't come back to me tomorrow morning and yell at me if you bet on Michigan and they lose.
Yeah, Rosie will pay back all.
I will
bets.
Not. No, I got your credit card before you left. I like the Wolverines. I do like the Wolverines tonight. So
awesome. I'm going Big Ten. Billis over there?
Yeah, man. Yeah, thanks a lot, Marv Albert.
That doesn't make any sense. Number 9, Kansas State versus number 5, Kentucky.
Go Cavs!
5-point favorite.
God, I hope Kentucky loses.
Why?
Yeah,
then you have to deal with me. Well, no, we want the Cavs.
Okay,
go
all right,
Cavs.
You're right. I know that's your favorite.
They play a 9 seed. They're going to walk into the Final Four.
They probably will.
They have
will.
The easiest path to the Final Four.
They really
go
do,
Kentucky.
Yeah.
They almost played a 16 seed in the Sweet 16.
I know. It's crazy.
Go Cats. We're all betting them heavy.
All right. Well, you are.
Duh.
Number 9, Florida State versus number 4, Gonzaga. Gonzaga, 5.5-point favorites.
Who do you like, Hawk?
Well, you know, Gonzaga's got tall guys.
Oh.
And people that can run fast.
Who's your favorite player on Gonzaga?
I'm a huge fan of Feasy McDaniels.
What position does he play?
He plays the 2 guard, of
what
course.
What number?
He's number 2.
How long has he been in college?
He's been in college for 7 years. He's taking his time.
Yeah. Is he a doctor?
No. He's taking his time.
Who's the coach of Gonzaga?
How in the hell would I? Oh, I do know.
Yeah, you do know. We talked about this yesterday.
Fritz McTesteson.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mark Albert.
Old Fritz.
How's he doing?
He's not bad.
He's when not you guys bad. Are done, can I ask a betting question?
Oh,
of course. Sorry, Howard Stern. Go ahead.
No, I mean, finish, please. Continue. Oh,
no,
your
I hate.
No, trust me. That bit had died.
I've never been told.
Continue.
That.
How much do you put on these types of games? I know you
the
can
most
put anything you,
can.
You want, but would you walk in and be like, here's $20 on the game?
$20? Live a little.
Yeah,
oh, Benji!
C-notes.
Yeah, Sasa's
are
on the
are we playing
move.
That game?
Carly, the great Charles Barkley once said, basically, you have to bet enough to feel it.
Okay, but that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, well, then it's different C-note. For every person. If you're making $20K a year, then you probably shouldn't be betting a C note.
Right, but
if
much?
You're rolling with like Rosie money,
I do.
If you have Mark Rosen money,
Chris Hockey money,
you
if
bet
I put
$3 mortgage.
Down, how much am I going to win? If let's say Kentucky wins.
Then you're winning like
you're not winning
$17.
Oh my God! Then why do you guys do this?
Because it's fun.
The rush.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's the point. Then don't bet 20. Bet 20
money.
Grand.
Let's do
right.
it.
No,
yeah.
Rosie.
Then you'll feel it.
Hockey and I are going to bet big money.
I'm going to bet against every team you bet on. So let's just bet opposites.
Yeah, you're
looking the wrong direction.
And then we'll see what happens.
Look this way.
And then tomorrow morning we'll recap.
Yesterday, Carly texts me and says, hey, we're going across the street to go shopping. I said, I'm watching sports in the sports book. Quote, I hope every team you bet on loses.
Yeah, she was.
I was angry that you didn't want to shop with me.
She was shocked. What happened? Carly?
They lost.
They lost.
You're cursing me.
This is probably bad form because we're staying at the lovely Planet Hollywood, and I love Planet Hollywood. But last night when I went to see Brooks and Dunn and Reba McEntire.
It's a real sentence.
Yeah. It's great. It was fun. I had a blast.
Did you wear your cowboy
awesome.
Hat then?
Awesome.
Or did you forget it?
I forgot it then, too.
Hey, Bruce, why'd you get it?
I was drunk, AJ. That's the obvious question. Vegas. But no, so I love Planet Hollywood, obviously, but I had never seen the Caesars sportsbook.
Yeah.
Holy balls.
Yeah, it's great.
You want to see a sportsbook. It's enormous. Yeah. The bar is as big as this entire place, and there's so many TVs. It's pretty awesome.
Have you guys been to Westgate?
Yeah.
Okay, Jason.
Isn't that David Koresh's place?
Jason told me that that's the one to go to, Westgate.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. It's huge.
Oh, sweet.
Ooh. In construction.
Oh. Heard it's nice.
Wait, has anybody here been to Westgate?
Yeah, it's sweet.
Is it that sweet, or is Jason just have no idea what he's talking about? Okay.
They're all saying yes. It's a sports book.
Yeah.
It's the big one.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's all I got.
Good job.
Thank you.
It's more than I had.
Trying to bring something to the table.
Rosie would literally kill a homeless person to shop with Carly, and you turned it down.
We're doing it today.
What?
He didn't turn it down.
No, today. Yeah.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah. He's got us.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
We have to call him together FaceTime and say, can you give us a budget? And then we'll go beyond the budget.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a budget, Jason.
Oh, he'll be thrilled with that phone call.
Yeah. We're going to FaceTime him together.
I'm getting a new belt, shoes.
You have to have like two cocktails before you go so that you can rationalize every purchase.
No, I waste money sober.
Yeah.
Well, I will have cocktails and you... Can just encourage my purchases.
Of course.
Hey, we're burying the lead, by the way. How'd you play yesterday when you went golfing?
I played terrible, obviously. I quit multiple times, and I have to give credit where credit's due. Of all the people, non-A-listers, that I play golf with, Ryan is the best golfer I play golf with.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Even the caddy he doesn't hit a driver. He hits a 3-wood, and he crushes it. He shot an 87.
Are you kidding?
And he hasn't played since November. He's unbelievably good.
Oh, thanks, Austin.
And then the one time I needed him, he was terrible. I'm like, Ryan's on my team. He was awful.
When was this? What did I do?
Where did we play?
Matter. At the Highland Hills?
I
can't remember.
It doesn't matter. Who cares? Ryan's a great golfer.
Was that the course in the mountains?
No, no. It was kind of in the mountains, but we saw...
Hooters?
No.
Lizards.
The restaurant. We drove by it. No, we saw...
Hooters?
Chewbacca.
Money. Tarantulas.
Tony Danza.
We saw a house that Swaggy P and who?
Iggy
built and then just... quit because they broke up.
Just stop for a second. Yeah, ask Chris who Swaggy P
who's
and Iggy
Swaggy
are.
P?
I think he's the shooting guard for the Memphis Grizzlies.
That's crazy
unbelievably close.
way closer than you should have been.
I thought, really?
He's a guard. Yeah. Right, yeah. I guess Nick Young's a guard.
Yeah.
He's a two, maybe?
Yeah, two, maybe
three. Maybe a three.
But it was, it was
I
fun.
Know
it was,
sports. Yeah.
Thanks to Mr. Winchum. It was a good time.
It's break time, baby.
Let's do some Vikings news when we come back.
I have Vikings news.
They lost a linebacker.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they, signed three or four people we can talk about. They re-signed one. Most of the people they signed...
we have Viking fans in here, right? Viking fans?
Talk Vikings news. Yeah, they did the skull chant earlier.
They did.
Oh, my gosh. Can we do it again today?
Here they go.
Here we go.
Yeah, it's getting started.
Skull! Skull!
There they go. We're sculling. I'll keep doing it. Rosie's filming it. Oh, no. He's just pointing at that lady's Hooters. Sorry.
But you have to say it the right way. Skull.
Skull?
Skull.
Let's go to break on the skull.
Nobody says it like that.
Look, you've just killed the skull champ. Look at that. It immediately stopped when you started going, skull.
You got a middle finger from that gal. The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan. Baby, just how
you listening to The Fan.
Everybody still with me out there? It's amazing when we do these Power Trip Morning Show shows in Las Vegas how when we first show up, it's 3:30 in the morning local time, and people are wasted, full of energy. They're rolling back and forth. Everybody's giggling. by about this time in the morning, people are starting to feel it a little bit. You know what I'm
saying?
Well,
they've been eating for 2 hours.
That's
they've
true.
Been drinking for two more hours.
That's even more true.
It's the equivalent of 7:40 in the morning in Minneapolis. So if they came out with us,
right,
they're probably still adjusting to the time. So you guys are probably hitting the wall. But we got an hour and 15
yeah.
to go. Fight
right.
through.
Yeah. Let's get some
I'm
energy
proud of you
in
guys.
Here.
I'm Who, proud of you guys.
Who's coming back tomorrow to watch the initials game? Carly and Mark, you guys don't play very often. You're both squaring off tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
You are still going to be here tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah.
Me?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks
yeah.
for paying attention.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Yeah.
You know yeah. my travel schedule. Come on.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Good Lord.
Oh, Rosie.
Sauce, did you bring the green jacket? Yes or no?
Maybe.
Maybe. Is that
what
right?
What are you looking at?
But that's tomorrow. We don't have to worry
no,
about tomorrow,
that's tomorrow
yet. Let's worry about Vikings yeah. news now.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Vikings news.
We're at the top of it, Zach.
Ranco, truck accessory pro store. All right, good job.
Nailed
it's
it.
It's time for Vikings.
It's time for Vikings news. Presented by
Ranco,
truck accessories pro.
Emmanuel Lemur is gone. He signed with the Oakland Raiders. He was a Vikings linebacker slash special teamer for about 2 years.
Good dude.
Yeah, real good dude. And, you know, those are the players that deserve a chance to move on. And that, you know, it's something that happens every year in the NFL, the comings and goings and under the radar kind of players that fans don't get all excited about. But yeah, it certainly made a nice impact on the team. And it's all about trying to continue your career and going to Oaktown, and before they go end up here in Las Vegas. Maybe he'll end up playing here in a couple of years.
The Vikings signed long snapper Nick Dooley. They're tired of
what?
Kevin McDermott's garbage.
That is
what?
Not true.
What the hell?
I love
Kevin.
Not true.
No.
Kevin's one of the nicest. He's the nicest Minnesota long snapper or ex-long snapper I know.
Yeah, but we also.
Wow.
We Mike also, just in case, because we don't want to put ourselves in a bad spot, we should be friends with Nick pretty quickly.
Just in case.
In case.
Yeah.
We have to move on from Kevin because, look, we've only known Kevin for a couple of months.
It's true.
Not the end of the
it's
world.
Not, no,
ends.
He's handsome.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. This is no joke. If he were to lose his job and decided to stay in Minnesota, one of us would probably be in trouble because he's better on the radio
he's
than any
really
of us.
Good
he's
good
a
radio.
Smart
he's
guy.
He's really
well,
great,
let's be
man.
Honest. It would be me. You didn't invite me to curling.
I didn't want to say anything. Listen.
Will he say penis on the radio, though?
Probably not.
Okay, then I win.
If you pay him enough, he probably will. Yeah. I don't know, right?
He probably has a better word for it. He would just call
does,
it he just a very sophisticated
like
word.
Shawong.
Yeah.
Yeah, or gone.
Shawong.
Because that's
shawong.
Classy.
A shawong.
That sounds classy to me. What
it
do you
does.
Think, Rosie?
Sounds very nice.
Whatever Carly says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would
right.
you call it?
What do you
Why
call,
don't you say
yeah, what do you
yeah.
call yours?
You say it.
You have a nickname for it?
I'm going to pass on that one right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Right now, he says.
Right now.
The Vikings re-signed kicker Kai Forbath.
Good. I like he earned it.
Yeah, he absolutely did.
He did.
I mean, people forget about in the context of the Minneapolis Miracle, Forbath kicked was a 53-yard field goal.
Yeah, 205.
Yeah, if he doesn't make that field goal, it doesn't matter what happens after that. So yeah, it was a clutch kick. Yeah, of course he missed a couple, but he deserves another shot. And these guys live a real, you know, tight wire.
What?
Life that they
Where are you
they,
going with
sure,
this?
So
sure.
good for him. Good for Kai.
You know, I know they're buddies, but the biggest ringing endorsement that you can give for Kai is when Kevin comes in.
For sure.
And despite some of the misses, because it's easy for us to hyper-analyze a missed field goal. You know, the public does that. We're very sensitive to that here in Minnesota because of what we've been through.
Correct.
In 98 and with Blair Walsh. I mean, that's kind of what Vikings fans do. So to hear McDermott come in and talk about how good of an idea it would be to go after him and then see it actually come to fruition, that should tell us all what we need to know about this signing.
Well, here's something interesting in Vikings news that you guys may have already known about, and I love, so far what I'm seeing out of Kirk Cousins, I'm liking a lot, especially when he's in public and he's speaking, he's saying all the right things. He seems to be a genuine guy, okay? Listen to how honest he is about this. I think it's pretty funny. Kirk Cousins wanted stability, according to the Star Tribune today. The mega deal he signed with the Vikings includes clauses that prevent the Vikings from trading him or applying the transition tag without his consent. But there's no such line preventing the Vikings from using the franchise tag on Cousins, should it come to that following the 2020 season. So they asked. He said, my understanding is I can be a third time. But because of the rule change that happened many years ago as a result of the Walter Jones rule, who was tagged several times at a flat rate, I'd get a 44% bump from my previous salary. So he's basically saying, if they franchise, if they use that on me, yeah, I'll get a $13 million raise.
It'd be north of $40 million. Yeah,
he's like, fine, go ahead.
I mean, I don't franchise. Can you? I don't think you can't be franchise tag. Can you? Can you get that? I doubt you can get that. That has to be an NFL PA
Drew Brees
rule.
And Larry Fitzgerald have it in their contracts, a clause that says they cannot be.
Way to pay attention, Paul.
No, I didn't say that.
No, I know.
Interesting side story, the whole art of the deal and how his agent, he kind of went into detail, I think, with Peter King.
Peter King, yeah.
Yeah, about how the whole Cousins thing happened quickly, what the agent told the other teams when he said, look, basically you got one shot at this. Don't mess with me.
You got one shot.
Don't lowball me with the number because we're not going to get back to you. And so this is the way it went down. And they knew the Vikings. And when Cousins was here, and I remember asking him that question, he said, when I came here for the Super Bowl week, it wasn't just a matter of hanging out at Media Row and checking out the facility a little bit. He really felt like he belonged here. That was, I think, the turning point in his mind that he wanted to get the deal done here.
Seemed like it, yeah. His agent, are you
Carly's
bored
with Rosie's ramblings.
I mean, we could all do a tequila shot. That'd be more fun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
Somebody get her a tequila shot. I don't know.
No. Let her see you get her a tequila shot.
Yeah, great point. Touché, yeah.
If it
somebody
comes
we
Sarah.
Trust.
Yeah.
Sarah, Todd. I trust Todd.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, no, but yeah.
Here's something else as well that I have for you
more
guys
Viking
this morning.
Stuff?
It's not Vikings, but it's football talk, so you might be bored.
Oh, great.
Oh, God.
You know what? Just start shopping, Carly.
What are you, stopwatch?
No, please, continue.
No, it's okay.
I'm so excited for this.
No, whatever you want to talk about, Carly.
Yeah, sure.
Let's talk wild contracts.
Let's not say we did. Okay.
Yeah, let's
I'm
talk
sure
about
Jason
that.
Would appreciate that.
Yeah, wild extensions.
Jackpot.
If you know what I mean.
Hockey.
I don't know what you mean.
No, I'm eager. Let's
the,
go.
The league has made it, the NFL, has made it a priority to clarify the catch rule over the offseason. Yesterday, the competition committee reviewed the recommendations. Their attempt at simplification seems even more vague, but they did work on it a little bit. Here's what they suggest. One, did they have control? Two, did they have 2 feet down or another body part? And three, a football move such as a third step or reaching or extending the line to gain or the ability to perform.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could read this. I could go on and
it's
on
just
and on.
Silly.
It got more confusing.
Please
yesterday.
Do.
I don't think so. I mean, because then isn't the bit that they're just dropping the complete the process? Because basically they're saying you need 2 feet down or to make a football move with possession of the ball. That would have clarified a lot of the questionable catches,
yeah,
I think.
Right.
If it's as simple as that, which
it
I'm sure it's not.
So
it doesn't seem to be, yeah.
I know, it's just confusing. So look at those
stupid
pants.
I know. Did you see
holy
them walk
smokes
by earlier?
My goodness,
those are,
man.
Can you come
check
over
these
here
out.
These
did
are
you say, look
wow
at those slabs.
How do you not own those?
Are those Zubas?
Is that Paisley? What's that called?
Paisley.
Are
Paisley
those John Daly pants?
Wow. What are they?
Loudmouth. Yeah,
Loudmouth.
Loudmouth,
nice.
Whales.
What's Loudmouth?
John
Daly's
brand.
Wait, can I take a
they
picture?
They have Christmas ones with Santa Claus
dude
on it.
Dude, you are a straight, cold pimp. Man, you smell good, too.
Jeez.
My goodness.
Do you have Stockholm Syndrome?
Get yeah, yeah. What are you wearing, if you don't mind me asking? What are you wearing? You have no idea what it is?
Oh, yeah. You have no idea. You just bathed in it before
you
left.
It's your natural stink? I love that.
What was the Henry Lake?
It's Aqua de Joe, dude. He's wearing ombre.
Those are party pants.
Yeah, those are golf pants.
Those
people
are golf
golf
pants
in those. Yeah,
are
that's Loudmouth. It's John Daly's brand. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they have. I sent you the link with the ones with Santa and the Christmas trees on them.
Oh,
didn't
yeah,
you buy
I remember
them?
That. I did buy those. I don't think I ever got them.
But where do you buy them if you're not. Or, like, where do you wear them? Like, he obviously fits
in
with his crowd, but where else do you wear those? Where do you wear
a lot of places.
Where
do
you
wear
like
Santa
that? You can wear
pants
them anywhere.
Christmas parties?
I'm aroused by that guy.
Yeah, hockey
wears. You love him so much.
He smells
sorry,
that good.
He smells great.
Hey.
Did you get his name?
No.
Hey,
I never do.
Get Virus Pants guy to come back up here.
Virus Pants?
Yeah, it looks like some kind of DNA or something. Hey,
God, you're an expert
hey
on that.
Mark, smell this guy and tell me if...
Whoa, oh, all right. Well, that got aggressive.
Don't we all know where the penis is? Okay, we all have... Well,
that was an anatomy lesson.
Hey, Mark, 95% of us have one.
How does that guy smell?
It's like what Paul does.
Yeah, dude, smell that guy.
Yeah, smell him.
He does smell very good.
He smells good.
Carly, yeah. Have Carly sniff you.
And then
get
point us to where babies come from again.
Oh. Babies don't come from there.
What?
Well,
thing when you go back to school.
I've been lied to.
Carly, thumbs up.
That guy's kind of handsome.
Smells good, right?
He does.
Smells good.
Yeah,
but and you're not wearing cologne? You just smell like that normally. Is it your deodorant?
No, he's not.
Oh, he is. He is.
He just doesn't know what it is.
What in the world?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, right.
You spraying bug spray?
Yeah.
It's just bug spray. It's called Off. That dumb.
Breakdown.
I wish I could smell better. I wish I could dress better.
Yeah, too bad you smell like Thunder Down Under.
You
want to go shopping with us today? No, I'm going to go lose more money.
You know how dumb I'd look in those pants?
Oh, no. You know how sweet I'd look in those pants?
Yeah. No, tell us more.
I look sweet about everything.
Ooh.
Including T-shirt.
You look sweeter in nothing.
Yeah, but including T-shirts. My wiener small.
Okay, that took a weird turn. What really matters is that the segment's over and the hour's over. 1 hour to go, Rosie, then you can mail it in.
He's on vacation,
yeah,
Corey.
Yeah, Cobbin wants me to call in this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a great.
I'm sure you'll do that.
Does he want us to call in together?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. Okay.
Fan 5 when the Power Trip Morning Show returns live from Las Vegas, Nevada. Buffalo Wild Wings are attached to the Miracle Mile in Planet Hollywood. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Listening to The Fan. Broadcasting live from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Strip. This is The Power Trip live from Vegas on The Fan.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Power Trip Morning Show continues.
Hey-o.
From lovely Las Vegas, Nevada. Mark Rosen is here. Mark, I feel like we're losing you, buddy. You okay?
I'm
starting to wind down a little bit.
No, I'm doing fine.
You doing good? Did you drink too much yesterday?
No.
Would you like to drink too much today?
The back rub feels really good, by the way. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. No, yeah. I'm great. Doing
How
great.
About you and I go down and get a couples massage?
How about you two settle down?
Wow.
Here comes Stockholm Syndrome.
Jelly.
There's your phone, babe.
Oh, thanks, dude.
So for the last couple of years, we've had people do prop bets here at Buffalo Wild Wings during Las Vegas. Power Trip shows. And our friend Power Trip Bets, you can follow him on Twitter. He keeps track of all of our gambling problems. did a fun one for the Rubes over here, and he bet on the U.S. curling team, I think at 16-1 or something.
What?
And crushed it. And because he's a nice guy, he did a little pay it forward bit. I think he's putting up, 100 or 150 bucks back, just giving it away to the Rubes for fun, right? Is that accurate?
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah. This guy wails.
So he's having a fun little contest, and we have the results. They did a 2.5 hour version today, not a full 3.5 hour. So here are the bets that they were betting on throughout the first 2.5 hours of the show. You ready?
I can imagine.
At +300, it was whether meat sauce mentions a genre of porn that Chris Hockey is currently into.
I did. Did I?
And that did not hit today.
Oh, wow.
Now, you guys did reference.
I thought.
You guys referenced timeshare porn.
Yeah. I said that.
You said it existed, but you didn't say that you were into it. You just said it existed.
I should have meant porn and muscly chicks.
But you didn't. You didn't say
he
that.
He loves muscly chicks.
I've never said that.
Yes, you did.
I've never
you told
said
me
those words.
Before the show one time, you said, hey, Paul, you know what I'm really into watching? I said, what? You said old people porn and muscly chicks.
I think you're on drugs, literally.
Yeah.
I used to be.
A
whole lot of
them. You're dreaming up conversations that never
you
happened.
Like, your dream would be a muscly old lady. You wouldn't even get through the windshield. That guy's a muscly old lady?
No, he likes it too. I mean, he likes
you
it.
You like muscly old women? Oh, who doesn't?
Also not hitting at +300 was me referring to a team as of Anaheim who is not from Anaheim.
Oh.
I did not do that. But we didn't do a lot of sports today.
That's true.
So normally I slip that in, but I did not. At +400, this also did not hit. AJ saying he was blown away by something.
Wow.
Did I say that a lot?
I thought you'd say that about
breakfast. I figured with Vegas, he'd be blown away by something.
Oh, yeah, blown away. Yeah. That did not happen.
No.
At plus 600, this did not hit as well. Meatsaw stating that he's never been west of Ohio.
Oh, yeah, that's my best line.
Better than your target bid?
My target bid sucks.
At plus 800, also not hitting, and this did not include a button bar, that would be Mark Rosen actually saying the phrase, "Daddy's enjoying this."
Oh, well.
Wow, that's a...
After breakfast with Stormy Daniels today, I will be saying that.
That's Carly, you idiot.
Whoa.
Ooh.
What?
What?
Roxy.
What?
I'm doing research. Come on. Yeah,
you've watched Stormy Daniels, right, Hawk?
I'm helping 60 Minutes. Come on.
What?
Never mind.
You wouldn't last 60 minutes with Stormy Daniels.
I wouldn't last 6 minutes with Stormy Daniels. Ooh.
Look how jealous Carly gets every time.
I told you,
it's full-on Stockholm syndrome.
Hey, you guys, did anybody see Saturday Night Live this weekend?
Yes, no one watched it.
Weekend update. Michael Che and Colin Jost made a point that I hadn't thought of. If you're anti-Trump and you're like, hey, we got him with this porn video and Stormy Daniels, they brought up something that I hadn't thought of and it made me laugh. Is what if you're anti-Trump, what if Trump just crushes? Like, what if the video comes out and you're like, God dang it, he's incredible. And he just rocks it.
We're like,
And now you hate him even more because you're like, well, now he's 10 times better in bed than me, too. This sucks.
Somewhere Lexington Steel's going, my God, that's huge.
That wager.
What if some of the best in the world just say, this dude stays? Yeah.
Hold on one second.
Peter North says, we're not worthy.
You just said there's no chance.
There's no chance.
What?
Are you saying, hold on, are you saying you can look at a man?
Absolutely.
And tell. How can you tell?
You can tell.
You can't tell.
You can tell by the swag. You can tell.
Wow. Well, then. Maybe other women can...
Is that what you call Rosie Gone with the Wind?
That was the weirdest walk I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, his cookie dough roll wieners.
Ladies, does anybody else feel like you can kind of tell?
Oh.
Like you just know.
Based on what?
Dr. Ruth.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That should have been a bet that he would.
I got to tell you, I've never been more depressed in my life.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave. This is not working real well for us.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, he's look at his swag. You want you to see his swag here.
They call that guy the 1 minute man. Ludacris wrote a song about you. I killed the last
over under on mentions of Hawk's sister was 3.5.
I don't think I said it once.
I did.
Rosie did. Rosie did, but the under hit. It was not over 3.5. So that was the under. That was the right answer. This definitely changes because Creasel's not here, but the over-under for number of times that something is lit was 4.5.
If Creasel had been here, that would have hit.
Or
the word Playboy.
Yeah, right. The right answer was the under.
We forgot about Playboy. Playboy was last year,
wasn't
it?
That's what it was, yeah. We did not go over 4.5. Over-under on the number of times Sauce says, great point, was 3.5. That also was the under. I think we said it twice, maybe?
I don't think.
Lots of new material today, guys. Didn't fall back on the hits old stuff. Yet.
Over under mentions of Sauce's various friends like Smitty et cetera, was over under was 1.5. We went over.
I said hot ass Randy.
Hot ass Randy for sure. What else did we say?
Did I say the Beezer?
I don't know.
Ask Power Trip Bets. Maybe he knows. Yeah, who was the other one?
Did I say Pasta Bolic Needs? Ski Club Pat?
Tree?
David was another one.
David's my brother, though.
That's still a stupid nickname.
Never
got in a fight with him, so you're friends.
Corey hates him.
The tiebreaker was the number of times the word Vegas or Las Vegas is said between 4 and 6 a.m. here. It was 30. That was the tiebreaker. The right answer was 30.
No kidding.
Wow.
Well, I say it every time we come back from break, too.
What if Trump can just hammer?
According to Carly,
he's hung like me.
No.
There's not a chance.
No.
What do you mean?
Well, he gets
porn
stars and playmates.
He's so insecure.
Yeah, and it's all about him.
He doesn't care about pleasing you. He's selfish.
Oh, I'm a terrible
and
mother.
And he is insecure. He needs some confidence.
So, I know. Confidence and swagger.
He needs confidence, swag, and... Corey? That's my girl!
What'd she say?
Former President Bill Clinton. That's a man with swag.
Are you
sick? No, it's...
What?
No, don't you have an obsession.
He's hitting
it. Okay, not an obsession. I have an attraction.
A lot of women do.
He's my celebrity crush.
A lot of women do.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Well, apparently he's hung like a bear.
see.
I mean, I'm not saying I can tell the size. I'm saying I can tell if you'd be good in bed or not.
Yeah, no. She's saying performance, not.
Yeah, performance. I mean, I can't look at you and be like,
yeah, so
three and a half.
Do your sway again.
But, yeah.
Hawk was
Thank
worried.
God.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not a magician. David Copperfield.
Superman.
I can't tell. Yeah, I don't have X-ray vision. But I do. I can. I feel like we can tell if a man's going to be good in bed.
All right, we have to ask.
Oh my God, there's no way I'm doing
you've
this.
You've got to do it.
No, you have to.
You don't do it.
Out of the five of us.
There is not a. No.
Out of the five of us, who's the most likely to
there
be good?
There is a 0% chance I will.
Why?
That
let's ask that. There's that lady's feel willing bad. To answer. Hang on.
Just point.
That lady's willing to answer.
I mean, obviously,
really
it's going to be Rose.
She's willing to answer.
Obviously.
Ask her.
Okay. Ask that lady.
There's no chance I'm answering that question.
She
not
also.
A chance.
She. Well, we just got to get you drunk, then you start blabbing secrets.
Yes, that's true.
Will you tell us at breakfast?
For Are you sure. willing? Are you willing to say who you think would be the best in the set?
Based on just appearance.
And I don't count.
Because you were agreeing.
Obviously.
You were agreeing that you can tell.
So they're going to say Corey.
She wants to see everybody's hand size.
Well, if it goes by hand size,
it's not
Corey's
hand.
Corey's got
not,
the smallest
nope,
hands.
Not hand size.
It has. To
oh,
do
she
with,
is. She's willing.
It has to do with having a giving personality.
Lisa
Carrie.
Loeb, everybody.
Oh, then you lose.
What's your name?
Love the glasses.
Megan.
Hi, Megan. Nice to meet you.
Your
glasses are beautiful. You look so
They are
so
very nice.
Nice,
yes.
Nice glasses. Yes.
You're not Lovely. In the running. We all know you'd be great.
Oh yeah.
So relax.
Yeah, I win.
Who are you here with?
I'm with my beautiful fiancé, Nick.
Oh, getting married.
You are beautiful.
He's beautiful.
You're a beautiful dude. It's the stash.
He's got a Zubas hoodie.
Are you going to be okay if she says who she thinks is good in the set? You're fine with that?
He doesn't care.
He doesn't
no
care.
Worries. He doesn't care.
He
yeah.
wins.
Yeah, he's, you know.
They're basically right. already married.
He's got so much me. Swag you
it's
can't even
me.
Walk.
I guarantee you it's not me. I'd still be married
like
if it was me.
And
well, I would.
Oh, boy. Way to bring down the room.
Hey, I'm an open book.
You're an open something.
You're an open sore on your gray.
Okay.
Let's
oh,
get back
Rosie,
to what's
that's
important.
Offensive.
No,
my attorney's
back to
blushing.
Judging people in bed.
Your attorney left.
So you're going to Corey Cove. Are you a fan of the Power Trip Ops?
Yes, I am.
Oh, sweet. That'll make this way more
so
awkward.
So you're not just looking, basing this on how we look, but on what you've heard us say on the radio as well.
Absolutely.
And she looks smart and thoughtful.
She's a very
and
smart, thoughtful person.
Nails. Like,
absolutely.
She's so put together.
She's maybe
Jeez,
the only
Carly,
sober person in the room.
I told you. Fluid sexuality.
Look at, and look at how Rosie is staring at you right now. It's intimidating, isn't it?
He's trying to win with his eyes.
He really is
it's okay,
right now.
I get it.
It
it's,
is.
I get you guys have you. I get it. I
oh
get
my
it.
God! Look how
you're sometimes just, there's just
she's
a connection.
So jealous. No. All right, we're gonna start at the left.
She's blushing.
Tell me what you thought. Your thoughts on Corey in this act.
6 out of 10.
Six. Okay.
That means
she looked at Jared. You know I'm Corey, though, correct? Okay, just check it.
Yeah, Jared's 10 out of 10.
Yeah, Jared.
I'm distracted by the ponytail.
Yeah, he's really a 10 out of 10.
So I'm more curious about why I'm a 6 out
six
of 10.
6 out of 10?
Yeah, why 6?
Well, nobody's going to get a 10, full disclosure.
Does Corey just look like he might be confused?
What?
Oh, boy. This is getting weird.
Like unfrozen caveman boy. Lawyer. These parts frighten and confuse me.
Hawk, who are you sleeping with that looks just, like that?
She just snorted at her own joke.
Hawkey just mimed the weirdest female body part of all time.
He can't understand it. He doesn't know what's going on.
Chris looked like he was Hawkey, fixing a microwave.
Stop. Yeah, he was checking the engine.
All right, so that's great.
6 out of 10 because I think better than average, but
I'll take that.
But improvement. Not like excelling.
Sure.
Just like
sure.
I mean, it's
hey.
An estimation.
Yeah. No, all right. Take that. It's fine.
Okay, now, before you answer this.
she said she would be honest.
I know. I hate honesty, and I'm extremely fragile.
You're an open book.
He's fragile.
You just
He's
said
very
you
were
an open book.
10 out of 10.
No,
yeah!
No.
Well, you know.
You just ruined my life. You know?
I love yeah. this so yes. much.
Lemon room 1050.
See you later.
Rosie, slow down. Don't run there.
I'm not going to your room.
Next would be...
Wait a minute. Come on. It's not an actual 10 out of 10. Give Sauce's real score.
10 out of 10.
No yes. way. No chance. Now we know you're
drunk. 6 out of 10.
Okay. We're the same. Yeah.
Probably better than average, but maybe room for
sauce. Sauce. We're gonna, you and I are going to have a tiebreaker. Let's do this.
You and I together? I'm in.
All right. Out of respect for his young lady who's with us, we're going to skip AJ.
I've avoided making eye contact.
Yeah, you're right.
Time.
That's not
fair.
Yes,
that's not fair.
We're going to do that.
You can do me instead of AJ. I won't be offended.
Rosie, calm down.
Are you talking to me or her?
Let's just
10 out of 10,
girl.
Woo! You know.
All right, now really, really,
well. Yeah, think about this one.
Really think about Mark Rosen. Yeah. Really, before you answer, I want you to really break this down.
Mark, I just want to tell you one thing.
Oh boy.
Oh, he used his sexy voice.
There's a lot more magic in these fingers than typing sports scratch.
Oh my God. What just happened?
Oh. Jeez.
Oh my gosh. You just dropped the mic.
Oh my gosh.
He's given up.
Oh wow.
That's the single greatest moment in the history of the Power Trip right there. It's over. It's over.
I need an adult.
Proceed.
9 out of 10.
Oh yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
His number went up for me too. I don't even know what to say.
Chris Hockey, 10 out of 10.
You know he's generous.
Is it my generosity?
Yes.
Sauce, also, we didn't do very well.
You. Don't tell Nick, though.
Oh, I'm worried about what she says.
You.
She's fantastic.
We could not had a better person.
No, you're right. She's the best.
Let me just say everything I learned from Rosie. And I have tiny, stubby hands.
Let me just say I shook his hand. I'm going to go wash mine.
I'm never going to wash mine.
That was awesome.
That was unreal.
That was so great.
Did I just say that out loud on the radio?
Oh, my God. State Fair T-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah. Stopwatch just unplugged us.
If only I had the ability to do button bar out at...
I know. Oh.
Yeah,
boy.
Zach, we're going to need you to find a way to cut that up immediately.
No, I'm already on it. I'm
and then play trouble. That the rest of the show just on a loop.
Yeah. I just see a picture of your hand. Magic in these fingers.
I need a shower now.
Oh, my God.
Rosie,
we got to go to break.
I'm going to go home.
Let's hear for Rosie.
Oh, thank you. I do what I can.
you got to know Common's going to have that by the time... Can you imagine?
No, they don't go low.
That's
toilet
humor.
It's toilet humor.
That doesn't work.
He frowns upon that kind of garbage.
We're all hacks.
That's true. Actually, that's true.
Oh, my phone's blowing up. Yeah.
it's Lawyer Lambert.
Oh, my God. Carly's watching you text with those fingers now.
The
Carly's
Power shaking. Trip Morning Show with Chris Hockey, Corey Cove, AJ Mansoor, Meat Sauce, Carly Zucker, and Houdini returns right after this from the Power Trip Morning Show live broadcast at B-Dubs in Vegas on The Fan.
Break me down. You got a lovely face.
Let's just...
10 out of 10.
Girl.
Scream so loud.
Your shot at $1,000 now. Text the keyword BANK to 200-200. You'll get a text confirming entry plus iHeartRadio info. Standard data and message rates apply. That's BANK to 200-200.
You're listening to the Power Trip Morning Show, broadcasting live from Sin City on The Fan. Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show, broadcasting live from Las Vegas on The Fan.
Programming on The Fan today brought to you in part by Prism Research and Continental Diamond.
I just want to tell you one thing.
Oh boy.
Oh, he used his sexy voice.
There's a lot more magic in these fingers than typing sports scratch.
Oh my God. What just happened?
Well, mean, what can you say? Mark Rosen in the Power Trip Morning Show, live in Vegas. Magic Fingers himself.
All I do is create State Fair T-shirts.
That's all you do.
That makes AJ's job much easier. Oh, Ellie's not here anymore, is she?
What happened?
Oh, I don't know.
She passed.
She just quit again after she heard that.
Well, that's how it goes. But Ryan just signed a long-term deal, so I don't even know.
Hey, Rhino!
Unbelievable stuff. Yeah, that was Mark Rosen.
Yeah, that was me.
Seducing the entire world. Time.
Mike Max would have never said that.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Maybe Dave Schwartz.
Maybe Dave. Dave
McCoy. Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. We didn't do Fan 5, which would have been brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com. So like I said earlier, if you crush Vegas like Chris Hockey.
So far, so good.
You got a bunch of money. Go buy something crazy nice at Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com.
He'll never get there. He'll stop across the street. It'll be gone.
No, but if you have the money when you go back to St. Louis Park, if you somehow escape Vegas with some cash, go buy something nice for your gal.
Jimmy and Helene are the best. We all know that. Absolutely. We love the pieces. They're so cool.
Best watch selection in the state.
Yeah, we love them.
Agreed.
Yep.
Thanks, babe.
Right on. Anyway, all right, so we got two segments to go. Power Trip Morning Show will be back here tomorrow, 5:30 to 9, of course, as well. We'll play initials tomorrow. Rosie and Carly are playing. Unfortunately, again, no Mark Parrish because he's doing work with the Islanders.
Boo.
TV garbage.
He's no longer with us.
He is no longer with us, yes. Ben Lieber has an anniversary. Creasel's got some speaking engagements. I feel like it's Muppet Take Manhattan, and our crew is spread out all over the country doing various jobs, and we just got to round everybody back up. But it might not be until next week. You know? Wow, this place really died.
It's just a temporary setback.
Cool, awesome, thanks.
What's
Muppets in Manhattan?
I feel like everybody's still reeling from what happened.
Everybody's still in shock that Rosie said that out loud.
It was a pretty innocent line.
It wasn't.
That's one of the most sexual things ever said on this station. There's nothing innocent about that.
I use my fingers to type
every Put those
night.
Things away, yeah, they're weapons.
Stop flashing those around. Yeah.
a lot of scripts. Never mind. I'm not saying another word.
Yeah, a lot of scripts, I'm sure.
A lot of something.
And then he opened the door and said, your pizza's here.
Then she said, I don't have any money. And you said, don't worry, I can count it with these hands.
These giant
You can
hands.
What? With
count?
The...
Oh, oh, man.
Oh,
I hope
man.
That's what I said.
Ooh, this show needs to end pretty soon.
Stopwatch hates that line. No,
Stopwatch hates
Stopwatch.
This show.
All right.
Poor
so,
Stopwatch.
All right, you got what time do the games start? I might actually sit in the
no, you won't.
Whatever the game.
So 6:07. 6:07 back in the Twin Cities.
Sports stuff.
Yes.
On CBS.
6 o'clock games.
Back there.
On Channel 4.
So 4 o'clock out here in Vegas.
Gotcha. And the sports book will be a madhouse, I'm guessing.
Yeah. It's the best.
Yes. I think it opens about 7:30 or 8.
This is actually my favorite weekend of March Madness because you have, you know, everyone's kind of had a pretty good feel, but you had some of the upsets.
Why, is there a hands convention going on?
But once again, your timing is horrible.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. Oh, thanks, Howard Stern.
No, I do think it's lovely. We've seen the upsets last week, and now we can kind of settle in and Carly.
I'm so distracted by your hands.
Hey, Rosie. Rosie.
Boy, he loves that. You just made us
Rosie. Never mind. I'm
Stop
taking Michigan tonight.
Out of the Rosie, out of the four games today, is there one of these that you have fingered as the one that you definitely are going to bet the most on?
Because
I'm struggling. I can't put my finger on which one I like the best.
Is there one team that you have your finger on the pulse with?
Yeah, palms to the sky on Michigan.
Ooh.
Palms? Gross. Who uses those?
You're not good at this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Casanova.
What?
That's a sexual reference.
Oh, boy.
Is it?
Oh, I've gone too far. Sorry, Rosie. No, talk more about your deviant hands.
Yeah, please do.
I'm having so much fun.
I don't think he implied they were deviant. I just think
he says they
were skilled.
Thank you.
Okay. Or versatile.
He didn't imply anything.
What are other things?
Zach, play hand jive.
I wish Jason was here.
No, you don't.
Why?
I think Chris is right, though. Like, when we get back and Stopwatch is like, I just don't know why we keep sending you guys on these trips and blah, blah, blah. We're going to say Mark gave us the State Fair T-shirt. It was worth the whole trip.
Yeah, you are welcome, Stopwatch, again.
Yes.
And Rosie, of course, will get a huge cut from
I get zero out of it.
Right. Or you'll do what you always do, and you'll send a letter from your attorney that you don't want that.
Correct. That's what he's here for. Cool. All right, let's move along.
Yeah.
Nobody can. Nobody can move on.
What? It's...
We're just stuck.
You know what would be, great now, right now, Rosie?
What's that?
Chicken fingers.
Yeah. I do agree
with
that.
You know what would be great? Finger food.
You're not good at this.
Nope.
Some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, like cut into triangles. Those would be so good. Little grilled cheese. Little cocktail wieners.
Okay. Finger lean potatoes.
Oh, boy.
I need a drink.
All right. Any other sports?
Not really. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't
basketball
care
tournament.
Yeah. I can't wait.
The Wild are still off until Saturday. The Wolves are off until tomorrow night against
Crazy.
The Knicks.
I know it.
Dwight Howard had a 30-30 game. Remember when Kevin Love played for the Timberwolves? And that his 30-30 game was a big deal. That was 8 years ago.
You remember that, Hawk?
Yeah. I remember well. I was there. Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I don't know.
Actually, I was there. It was my birthday that night, and he did it against the New York Knicks. Good story, Mark.
now you're your own story, butt Mark. Bar?
But he did it. He did it against the Knicks. He had a big shot last night, helped Cleveland beat Toronto. I don't know if you heard that or not.
Yeah.
Sauce
went storming out of the sports book after he called Kevin Love a really bad name.
Yeah, he does that.
I called him the C word.
I think he did.
Rosie, that game's at Madison Square Garden, correct?
No, it was here.
Oh, no, I'm saying that the game tomorrow against the Knicks.
Yes, it's at Madison Square Garden. Yes.
How far is MSG from the Finger Lakes?
I would say...
good 2-3 hour drive?
Yeah, about that.
How far is the falls?
The what?
Isn't it Niagara Falls? How far is that from New
York?
You're
not good at this.
You're not good at this.
He doesn't understand it.
No.
All right.
Okay.
All right, one final segment after this. we're all still reeling from Rosie's disgusting statements.
Yeah. Disgusting?
It's not disgusting.
Well, visual images are ruining everybody's breakfast.
And by the way, everybody...
Thank you, Sarah.
Power Trip Bets, by the way, has not only done all these prop bets we were talking about, but he also has early odds on tomorrow's initials game.
Oh, is that right?
That's right. So we'll break that down for you momentarily as well.
One final segment after this, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan.
There's a lot more magic in these fingers than typing sports scribe.
Tanya Wright. My younger brother was killed at the hands of violence, which inspired me to make a film about peace and forgiveness called Butterfly Rising. Now it's your turn. The annual Peace in the Streets International Film Festival is inviting young people around the world to produce a short video about how they envision peace in their own neighborhood and in the world. The winners will be invited to visit the United Nations in New York City. Visit psgff.com for more information on how to submit.
Whiting Clinic LASIK and Eye Care. Find them online at whitingclinic.com. I'm telling you, one of the best things you will ever do for yourself, be selfish for a second, is get LASIK. If you've thought about it for a long time, maybe years, and you've put it off because you're like, maybe I don't think I can afford it, or I'm afraid of the procedure or something. If there's something holding you back, the best advice I can give you is just get your free LASIK exam. It's whitingclinic.com. Set it up. It's way more affordable than you would think. Almost everybody can afford it. And Dr. David Whiting guarantees the lowest price in the Twin Cities on custom lifetime LASIK because he wants everybody to be able to afford it. He wants his friends and family members and neighbors to be able to afford it, not just charge people through the roof because he's so experienced. So if you want a great deal, you go to Whiting Clinic. If you want to change your life, get LASIK. It's under 2 minutes an eye. Think about no more glasses, no more contacts. If you're traveling, not having to stress out about all that garbage is a life changer. It's been awesome for the last 8 years. You're going to love LASIK. Get it as soon as possible and set up that free LASIK exam at whitingclinic.com.
KFAN, total traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, here's a look at the roads. No accidents to report at this time, but lots of slow pockets out there. Traffic heavy on eastbound 94 from Olson Memorial to 35W due to an earlier crash. It's tight on eastbound 394 between Highway 100 and 94. Stop and go northbound Cedar Avenue from 127th up to Diffley. That's traffic on the...
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show, broadcasting live from Las Vegas on the Fan.
There's a lot more magic in these fingers than typing sports scribe.
Oh my God!
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. We're finally collecting ourselves after what happened during the 8 o'clock hour segment, the first of the hour. And
Stopwatch is bored with it. He wants us to move on.
Oh, is that right?
Oh. Is he really?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
He's not in Vegas.
Tell Stopwatch new number, who dis?
One final segment.
Classic.
Thanks.
I love that.
One final segment of the Power Trip here from Vegas at Buffalo Wild Wings. And we'll be back here tomorrow, obviously, to play the initials game and bring it to you live as well. We'll get those odds for tomorrow's matchup in a moment. But before we get out of here, guys, I just saw on PA's feed on Twitter, and I think it was today, I'm guessing Don Lucia is going to join him at 11 o'clock today. Did you guys see that?
I did hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's good.
That should be interesting, huh?
Yeah, he was, you know, I think he was very much at peace with his decision the other day. I mean, because when initial news broke that Lucia was leaving and after the, you know, the Gophers missed the NCAA tournament, was, you know, things aren't going well for, you know, a whole bunch of reasons. I think the assumption was they're not going to renew his contract. But Don made it very clear. I think he said something to the fact that he was at a Bantam game a couple weeks ago or a month ago. He goes, basically, I knew then that what am I doing here? This is the last place I want to be. When you get to that point in your career, no one had to tell him that it was time to move on. I think he was very, not the word anxious, but had come to grips with the idea that it was time to go.
Rosie, this is a huge job, right?
Absolutely. Well, it's a huge job because it involves now kind of rebooting the entire program because of other people who decided to get greedy, switching him to the Big Ten, losing all these natural rivals. The combination of that, priority seating, everything else going on, where you have literally arguably one of the top hockey players in the country in Casey Mittelstadt, and no one knows about it. When I say that, it'd be like Tyus Jones playing basketball at Minnesota, and everyone would have known about it. But because Casey's playing there, because the Gopher program is taking such a hit, it loses its impact. So it is a big job, and someone has a big job PR-wise to kind of get it back in the flow of things again.
Is it the biggest job in college hockey? Like, I mean, the most prestigious job?
Well, it used to be.
It used to be.
You go back to
Carlo
Herb Brooks.
Carlo just told me it was St. Cloud.
Yeah, well.
Go Huskies.
Well, Bob Motzko is, you know, one of the leading candidates. Honestly, my personal favorite would be Grant Pitoli. I'd love to see Grant come back. I think he's at Northern Michigan right now.
Yeah, he was
a big name, a big part of what the success the Gophers had with Don Lucia. I mean, we think of the names they have with Pitoli and Johnny Pohl. All those guys were great.
Leo. Yeah, who else is on that team?
They had Brackett, Ology Johnson.
Yeah. By the way, Lucia was yesterday.
I didn't know that.
Hey, yeah. Lucia was on the show yesterday.
I'm sorry.
You may
about
have been
that.
Looking at the
what?
You just ruined everything.
You know, Twitter. I've always hated that. Though. Twitter does that where you'll be scrolling through and then they'll suggest things that you may have missed.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're not paying attention,
sure.
Something like, oh, hey, Lucia is on at 11:20, and you don't notice that it says 21 hours
That's
ago.
Exactly,
you're like, God dang it!
Then. Yeah, darn it.
Yeah, I don't understand how Twitter's algorithm works. Like, why does it like post some of those 21 hours?
I don't know.
Hours
I don't get
it does it multiple times too. Yeah, at the top,
it's
strange. And then you scroll down, it's in the middle as well.
Well, I'll podcast it on the iHeartRadio app because I didn't get to hear it yesterday. Obviously.
No, I'm sure.
Ali Lucia, obviously one of your colleagues,
one of my
coworkers.
Yes.
Yeah, tweeted today. If you missed his farewell on the Big Ten Network, that you really should check it out.
No.
Well, he's an unbelievable hockey coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he coached in, what was it, Denver or Colorado?
Colorado.
Yeah. And when he came available, it was a huge deal.
I mean, 19 years.
Yeah,
that's spectacular.
It's hell of a run.
And I remember way back when.
Yeah.
The real WCHA.
And that's what I'm saying.
I know that's what you were talking about. And that, I think
the rivals that exist and the three teams that are playing, you know, like UMD and Minnesota State, Mankato, and St. Cloud State have all bypassed the Gophers.
There was nothing like a Gopher St.
Oh, it's the best.
Nothing like
it. There you go.
Yep, yeah, I agree with you.
Okay.
Just in case you're wondering.
And now that dream is
dead. Oh, do you want to go back to talking about Kirk Cousins?
Yes. I would love to.
I'm okay either way.
I love Kirk Cousins.
Or Rosie's fingers.
No one wants to talk about that. Stopwatch is mad.
Yep. I do have another football thing for you, though, since you asked.
Can't wait.
I think, I don't know, it's probably been a month ago or so. I read something on the air from, I believe, USA Today talking about the new rule changes that might be coming to the NFL. And that one of them was going to be that they're going to take away the spot foul for pass interference.
Yes.
And make it a 15-yard penalty across the board.
I hate it.
Well, I do too.
And now they're not going to do it, by the way. Yeah, the NFL has come out and said
they talked about it.
Do.
Yeah. Well, it's the college rule, basically.
And I think it's awful because it's one of the most exciting things that we have in football is a bomb, deep throws, and the teams that can do that better than other teams, obviously massive advantage. But if you have a 40, 50, 60-yard bomb and you feel like you're beat, you're just going to start seeing defenders pulling wide receivers down.
Yeah, of course.
That's a smart play, right? Instead of giving up a 60-yarder, just take the 15 and regroup because you got beat. So I'm glad they're not doing it because I thought it would have been a huge mistake
to
just take the 15-yard penalty.
Should we take a look at the odds for tomorrow's
game? I'm curious what they think.
I am as well. Hello, sir. You know what? I guess tell everybody your real name, if you would, please.
My real name is Chuck Kucherov.
I don't want to know that.
Yeah.
Oh, Russian.
Oh, you don't want to know that. Is that right? But his Twitter name is PowerTripBets, and he is he's doing all kinds of great things for us, as he always is. I often forget the bets that I actually do. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't remember whether I won or lost, and most of the time I lose, so I guess I shouldn't be thankful. But you do have some odds for tomorrow's initials game. Would you like to tell us about this?
I do. Tomorrow for the initials game, that'll be one of the prop bets that I'm doing along with all the other ones. So if you want to get in on the prop bets, come see me before 4 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The odds for tomorrow are Sauce is your odds-on favorite at plus 200.
Of course I am. Hey, you know who boos you? Your family. Don't boo me.
That was me, dude.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying that. Somewhere Dwight's going, boo, I have to take a dump.
Okay.
On someone.
Right behind Sauce at plus 250 will be AJ Mansoor.
Oh, absolutely.
Wonder where I come in. Jeez.
At I think it's plus 350. It might be plus 400. I'm not remembering right off the top of my head, but Chris Hockey.
Hmm. I've been really good this year, guys. You got to admit. This has been a great year.
Oh, yeah. No one cheered.
And then we have Rosie and Carly will make up the field bet.
I agree with you totally. We should be,
You guys should be paired up. Yeah, yes.
Shocking.
Yeah. Rosie agrees they should be combined.
And correct.
So does Carly because her Stockholm Syndrome is taking full effect.
We are one.
And the field will be plus 1,000.
Yeah, I'm...
There's where you can make some money if Rosie or Carly deliver.
Yeah, guess
we could shock the world tomorrow.
Gotta be great if Rosie won.
Possible.
You shocked the world about 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. Obviously, Ruby can do that.
Can you count on your hands how many times he won?
I'm good at this.
See, Carly gets it.
She gets it.
I think the first year we were here, you got three or four.
I got a few. Yeah. I'll be fine. I play along with you guys every Friday morning in my car.
I like to play, too.
You don't listen.
I listen every Friday morning.
He does. He's always texting me pictures. Of his giant hands.
Sauce, can you promise double middle fingers for the crowd if you win?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's a sweet thing to do.
Well, my favorite James Bond victory. Movie is Goldfinger.
What's the other one you love?
That was it.
Oh, okay. What's the name of that Tom Green film?
Oh, yeah, Freddy.
Freddy something or other.
Right.
Yeah, what was the rest of that title?
Yeah, Rosie gave it two thumbs up.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Giant ones. Yesterday, I believe it was, the Parks Department in Eloy, Arizona held a children's event called the Day of the Dinosaurs. And, of course, they had a bunch of activities. And they
also had some
pretty large, impressive fake dinosaurs all over the park.
Yes.
And the cops got a 911 call from a lady because she thought they were real.
What?
In fact, here we go.
Corey Poe's favorite stories.
I know. She actually asked the dispatcher, are those dinosaurs real?
Oh, no.
And, of course, she was told no.
What?
Yep.
Ruined her day.
Yep. She said she thought so, but she was just double-checking because her brother said they were.
I love
that. Is this an adult?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, it's like when you see a documentary on Dahmer or Gacy.
Sure.
somebody will almost inevitably say, like, you know, it's just you forget that these people walk among us.
Mm-hmm.
Where are these dinosaur people?
Right.
If, how does a person literally survive if you're that frickin' dumb?
I don't.
Right, it's pretty easy. I don't know.
If you legitimately think dinosaurs might exist, so you call 911. How do you survive? Like, how do you cross the street and not just get T-boned by a semi-truck?
Or a Brontosaurus.
Or a T-Rex.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Here's something for you. Today is the anniversary of the very first Stanley Cup championship.
Wow.
The Montreal Amateur Athletic Association defeated the Ottawa Capitals 3-1. Rosie, you're the sports expert. Just guess for me. How long ago do you think it was on this date?
1920.
101 years.
I have no idea.
Well, yeah, they did the 100th anniversary last year, right, Carly? So I don't know. If that's of the NHL,
though.
That's
the NHL, yeah.
I don't know about the Stanley Cup.
I don't know.
76 years.
This date in 1894.
What? Wow.
1894.
That's right.
Gosh.
The very first Stanley Cup.
That's incredible.
Yep. Sid had just been born.
And people from 1894, hockey's into watching him get it on.
Would you stop it?
Jeez.
That is not completely true.
You haven't denied it.
I just did.
He just did.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't listening.
Anyway, today's the birthday of William Shatner.
Oh,
Captain
another
Kirk.
Captain Kirk.
Yeah, what's your depression of Captain Kirk?
His depression of Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to fly this spaceship anymore. I'm bored.
We just can't land here because our pubes are too long.
That was actually pretty good. Huh?
Thank you. How old do you think William Shatner
is? William Shatner's got
81.
No, I don't. I think he's
78. 76.
I think he's in his 80s.
You're all about to freak out. He's 87 years
old.
No way.
No.
Yes, he is.
William Shatner's 87.
And I believe that this is. I think he's crazy rich because of Priceline.com too.
Probably. You're
right. I think they paid him in stock options, or he signed that deal.
I would have never ever guessed that.
I think he's crazy rich. I'm sure he's got Star Trek money, too, but Priceline got him paid.
Yep.
That's sweet. Good for him. Yeah, absolutely.
The birthday of J.J. Watt today, who, by the way, it bears mentioning, raised over $37 million for Hurricane Harvey relief. How old do you think? Yeah, right. How about that?
27?
Bam. Yeah, he's 27 years old. That's
look at you.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Sports.
Why does he have to make his charity work so public?
I don't know why.
What an a-hole.
Why did he just, he should have kept it to himself.
Keep it to yourself,
no,
JJ.
I agree with those people.
Absolutely.
All that attention he's trying to get for himself.
Of course.
Here's one for you, and I love this kind of thing because the only person I know who might be able to do this in the whole wide world that's not this guy is Corey Cove.
Go for it.
Who am I talking about? He's 59 years old today, and he is Dr. Martin Brenner. On a Netflix show.
Dr. Martin Brenner?
Yeah.
On a Netflix show?
Yeah. On a very famous Netflix show.
Wow.
Dr. Martin Brenner.
No idea.
I figured he'd just be able to hear the name and do it because he does that to me all the time.
I don't recognize the name, though. Is it a show that I watch?
Stranger Things.
Oh, so that's Paul Reiser.
No, it's Matthew Modine.
Okay.
Yeah, Matthew Modine.
I had a 50-50 chance because there's two doctors, Modine and Paul Reiser, and I went the wrong way.
Man.
Damn it.
Yes, you have.
Matthew Modine was in Full Metal Jacket and Vision Quest, the two greatest movies that have ever been done.
Matthew Modine played...
Vision Quest?
Right? That's that wrestling
He
one,
played
right?
the kind of the guy who really... Yeah, you know, from basic training all the way to the war.
Private Joker.
Private
Absolutely.
Joker.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
My God. That was so good.
It's a great film.
Of course, you had to point that out.
I get it.
Oh, point it. See? Another fingers.
Never mind.
Yeah, she's obsessed with your fingers. We all are, Rosie.
No, he just wants her to say that.
You're gross, Rosie.
How do you feel about Bob Costas, Rosie?
I've kind of gone full circle. I've had a chance. Okay, good for me. To work with Bob. It's been, he's a really bright baseball guy, and he gets the big picture. And I appreciate the fact that he was able to verbally attack the NFL, and he paid for it.
He did.
He felt was right about the concussion issue and other things. And he went after the NFL, knowing his own network, NBC. So I applaud him for doing that, knowing maybe at this point of his career it didn't matter to him. He would have done it younger, but. Kind of brazen for him to do it.
Did Bob Costas ever have your phone number?
No.
So you never gave him your digits?
Yeah.
One last one on his way out.
Did Bob Costas?
Why would I give Bob Costas my digits?
Because they're magic, Mark.
Yeah. Did you ever meet him in person?
Yeah, he's very short.
Oh. He's 66 years old today, by the way. That's why I brought it up. Well, that's show number one in Vegas.
Wow.
Did you guys
that?
Have fun? Everybody all right?
Who wants to puke and rally and come back tomorrow, 5:30 to 9?
Let's do some drinking.
All right, let's go drink and win. We'll see you tomorrow, 5:30 to 9 Central Time. Initials tomorrow. Carly and Mark will be back tomorrow as well, probably married. This has been Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan. Thanks for checking us out.
Thanks, Zach.
To listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.